attorney at law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the blue list and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM760.
AM760 in HD.
This is Jay Marvin, and you're listening to AM760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Iraq's prime minister eases U.S. pressure on Shiite militia.
The American forces have stopped searching individual vehicles.
1 week till Election Day.
The key seats are everywhere. Every district matters.
Supreme Court looks at big tobacco.
This conduct is tantamount to manslaughter.
And those big jury awards.
An amount of punitive damages, which is excessive.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A week after a U.S.-led security crackdown began in a Baghdad slum that's home to Shiite militiamen, Iraq's prime minister is asserting some authority of his own, and it may not help the uneasy relationship between Iraq's government and the U.S. military. CBS's Lara Logan has the breaking story from the Iraqi capital.
Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki made an announcement that he wanted all the American checkpoints surrounding Sadr City in the northeast and other neighborhoods in Baghdad and across Baghdad to be removed. What we know so far is that American forces at those checkpoints have stopped searching individual vehicles and are allowing them to pass through.
The move seemed to catch the U.S. military off guard, and it comes after Shiite leaders who backed Prime Minister Maliki suggested he was silent during the military crackdown. From the Pentagon, CBS's David Martin has exclusive details on a new push to get more Iraqis involved in the country's own security.
CBS News has learned General George Casey, the U.S. commander in Iraq, is expected to recommend the size of Iraqi security forces be increased by up to 100,000. This comes just as the U.S. military is about to reach its long-stated goal of training and equipping 325,000 Iraqis to take over the fighting from American troops.
Retired Colonel Mitch Mitchell, a CBS News military consultant, says even more Iraqis will be needed.
You need about a million-man security force to protect Iraq the way it needs to be protected to stop this civil war.
Two soldiers killed in the Baghdad area bring this month's American toll to 103, the fourth deadliest month of the war for the U.S. And late word, 40 people are missing after minibuses were ambushed today north of Baghdad. The Iraq war is the backdrop as President Bush campaigns hard for Republicans.
When you show up to vote on November the 7th.
Live to CBS's Peter Mayer. Peter, you returned late last night from that Bush trip to Georgia and Texas. Now it's back on the road again.
Right, the president returns to Georgia to urge Republicans to show up a week from today, Steve. Some GOP strategists contend that local issues will decide many races, but last night in Texas it was the politics of war as Mr. Bush framed a choice between his strategy and the Democrats' stand.
Their approach comes down to this. The terrorists win and America loses. Democrat goal is to get out of Iraq. The Republican goal is to win in Iraq.
Former Democratic Chairman Terry McAuliffe says the president is the issue.
It's because of Bush's failed policies. This is a referendum on the Bush administration.
With more on that referendum and the campaign itself, here's CBS News congressional correspondent Bob Fuss.
Most incumbents will be reelected next Tuesday, but a wave of discontent with the president and the war in Iraq is threatening Republican control of Congress. Democrats need to win 15 seats to take over the House. They're within striking distance in more than 50 races. The Senate, says analyst Stuart Rothenberg, is closer.
Tennessee and Virginia remain toss-ups. The Republicans, if they win both of those, they will hold the Senate.
But if they do, it will likely be by a much smaller margin. Bob Fuss, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The U.S. and China say North Korea has agreed to return to six-party nuclear talks. 3 weeks ago, the North carried out a nuclear test, and the U.N. responded with new sanctions. Dozens of people are sick because of something they ate. Live to CBS's Jim Shenavy. Jim, what's the problem now?
Well, federal health officials aren't really sure, but they think it's produce again, possibly tainted lettuce or tomatoes. They've traced it back at least 2 weeks, and at least 172 people have been sickened in 18 states. So far, no link has been established to any particular product, restaurant, or supermarkets. 11 people have been hospitalized. Salmonella causes flu-like symptoms. It's not usually fatal, Steve, but can be in those with compromised immune systems.
Okay, Jim, thank you. 4 minutes now after the hour.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Exactly 1 week to go until the big election, and Colorado awash in politicking. Gubernatorial candidates Bob Beaupre and Bill Ritter crisscrossing the state all week. Big names like former President Bill Clinton and even President Bush expected to help out with the campaigns. State Patrol arresting a suspect that ran after a traffic stop near I-70 and the El Rancho exit yesterday. Authorities say 21-year-old Omarion Jones of Rockford, Illinois, is responsible for crimes in Nevada.
And we don't have all the information on the crimes. We know it could involve a home invasion. The vehicle was stolen out of Las Vegas.
State Trooper Eric Wynn Jones was taken into custody north of Evergreen late yesterday afternoon. A judge has ruled that even actors on stage are not immune to the state's indoor smoking ban, even if the play calls for the character to light up. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. The major issue as we start off the commute, overnight work still going on westbound I-70 right near York. We got a major traffic tie-up as a result. Traffic down to one lane there, so you have to move right to get around it. I would avoid it, but if you're already caught up in it, you'll be caught in it all the way back to Quebec. Also have a mishap blocking the ramp from Tower to westbound I-70. So far, so good, though, along I-25 across the city. Just starting to see the usual buildup forming southbound at 104th. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, cold with early clouds. Mid-morning clearing, mostly sunny by the afternoon. High of 41, currently 25. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
When it comes to USDA choice beef, market fresh seafood, and all your favorite fresh fruits and vegetables, King Supers is the right store with the right price. This week, don't miss asparagus at just $1.99 a pound. Now at your neighborhood King Supers.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
Holy smokes, it's Halloween and the Republicans are still trying to scare us. Dick Durbin, Senator from Illinois, is going to be joining us to handicap the races 1 week from the election. Former Senator Tom Daschle is going to be along. He says that the Senate will be taken back by the Democrats. He'll give us his predictions. And militants in Pakistan are blaming the United States for 80 people killed in an airstrike targeting suspected terrorists. We'll give you the latest.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by LendingTree.com. Interest rates are at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com. I'm Charles Osgood. CBS News chief foreign correspondent Laura Logan tells us October has been one of the bloodiest months yet for Americans in Iraq. More than 100 killed.
The 101st soldier killed in October, shot by an enemy sniper in the Iraqi capital. While roadside bombs are still the single biggest killer here, there's been a sharp increase in sniper attacks.
But it's not the whole story, says U.S. Army Staff Sergeant Patrick Oglesby.
It's not just all about losing our people. You know, we're getting a lot of these guys out there, too. I mean, that's what, probably 10 times more than what they've got with us.
More after this.
Hey, I care about me, myself, and I. So when it comes to my small business, I take everything personally. That's why I partnered with Dell. Dell gave me the technology I need without the middlemen, the hassles, or the hard sell. We not only built the perfect solution for today, but helped map out a plan for succeeding tomorrow. After all, that's why I went into business for myself in the first place.
At Dell, we design small business solutions with one company in mind, yours. Dell, purely you. Learn more at DellRadio.com today.
I'm a visiting nurse, but sometimes I feel like the patient. Running all over the city, I needed a pain reliever for my arthritis pain. Lifting Mrs. Rizzo into her chair, I needed something else for backaches. Different pains, different pain relievers, but not anymore. Today, I'm all Advil. It's my every pain reliever. Advil works wherever I hurt. Nothing's proven stronger on tough pain than Advil. Whatever hurts, I'm all Advil. Are you all Advil?
Compared to OTC pain relievers, for minor arthritis pain, use as directed.
President Bush has sent his national security advisor, Stephen Hadley, on an unannounced visit to Baghdad to huddle with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Meanwhile, says CBS News correspondent David Martin,
CBS News has learned General George Casey, the U.S. commander in Iraq, is expected to recommend the size of Iraqi security forces be increased by up to 100,000.
That 100,000 would be in addition to the 325,000 that has been the stated goal.
Officials say the explosion of sectarian violence, which General Casey calls a fundamental change in the nature of the threat, now makes that number look inadequate.
But increasing the size of Iraqi security forces would mean more American soldiers would be needed to train and advise them, says Martin.
The U.S. is also considering doubling from 12 to 25 the number of American advisors embedded in each Iraqi unit.
According to an audit by the Special Inspector General for Iraqi Reconstruction, Stuart W. Bowen, Jr., we may end up paying for the Iraqi army, too.
It's going to take $3.5 billion to sustain the Iraqi army next year. And we were unable to uncover information in the course of the audit to indicate that Iraq was ready to sustain that burden.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
To withdraw, to go away, to disappear. That's how the dictionary defines retirement. Time to redefine. Your generation's definitely not headed for bingo night. In fact, you could write a book about how you're going to turn retirement upside down.
The best book on retirement is the one you'll write, The Dream Book from Ameriprise Financial. To talk with an advisor near you about your retirement dreams, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE today.
Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member NASD and SIPC.
The Osgood File, October 31st, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning. 6:10, 10 minutes after 6, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Mark, along with you, and it's nice to have you along. Look for the high today to get up to 41 under partly sunny skies. And we got a lot of stuff going on this morning. Coming up next hour, Mason Tervert will join us in studio. He is the campaign director of Safer Alternative for Enjoyable Recreation. That's Safer. We'll discuss Amendment 44, which proposes the legalization of the possession of 1 ounce or less of marijuana for any person 21 years of age or over. And I've already voted absentee, and I did vote for it, so I want you to know that. And Safer obtained over 129,000 petition signatures through a largely grassroots organization, and only 68,000 were required by the Secretary of State. One issue under contention with this amendment is how the amendment might be interpreted with regard to transferal of marijuana to minors over 15 years of age. Tervert will also talk about Governor Owen's press conference on Friday and their new TV ad and the fact that that press conference got a little rowdy. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we'll talk to Jay Fawcett. We'll find out what's going on down in the Springs. That campaign has attracted now national attention, and Jay has an excellent chance of beating Lamborn down there, and we'll talk to him about how that campaign's going and about Dick Cheney, who will be due in town to campaign for Lamborn, for Doug Lamborn, on Thursday. That's tomorrow. The Darth Vader, or it's 2 days away, I'm sorry. The Darth Vader of torture will be in town this week. By the way, George W. Bush will be in town coming up, I believe, on Saturday to campaign for Marilyn Musgrave. And we'll talk to Angie Piccione at 8:30 and find out how her campaign's going in District 4. And we'll also have our weekly update for Media Matters this week. And we've got a ton of items there to talk about. And we're trying to get on all of the Democratic candidates that are running for governor and the House seats and the Secretary of State. And I want to get on my friend Joe Rice, and I want to get on my friend Molly Cullum, and we want to get them on and let them talk to you and make a pitch. Because, as I said yesterday at this time, I mean, the key thing for us is we have got to, all of us, we've got to get out and vote. Now, I've already voted, and I'm sure many of you have already voted. A lot of people have voted absentee, which is what the state Democratic Party was recommending, and good for you if you did. And if you didn't, that doesn't make any difference. Go to the polls, make sure you get out, make sure you vote. We can't leave any stone unturned. Bob Beaupre is going around now claiming that they have some kind of a poll, and I don't have the story sitting in front of me, but it's in the Rocky Mountain News, I believe, today, where he claims he's closed the gap between Ritter and himself, while I believe the Mason-Dixon polls, or the polls taken by the by both the Rocky and the Post, show differently. But you know what? Let's assume, and let's treat that Bill Ritter race as if it is close. Let's treat all these races as if it is close. Get out there for Ritter. Get out there for Winter. Get out there for Piccione. Get out there for Fawcett. Get out there for Perlmutter. Get out there for all of them. Salazar, get out there for everybody. If they've got a Democrat, they've got a D behind their name, we need to get them in. And that's, I know people are going to send me email. Okay, you know, there you go again, and you're electioneering, and it's partisan politics, but this election is too,
is way too important just to let it go. And I say this every single morning, and I'm going to say it every single morning throughout the next week, and I'll say it several times this morning because it is very, very important that we get motivated and that we make sure that each and every one of us follows through with our commitment to change this country and to get involved. And we have an excellent chance of doing that, and not only providing new leadership for the state of Colorado through Bill Ritter, but also new leadership in the congressional delegation and also in the legislature and in state offices. Fern O'Brien's out there running. I mean, we have good candidates. We've got good thoughts and good plans, and don't buy into the media hype and the negativity that is spread about how we don't have any plans and this and that and this. And, you know, if I hear that again, and I hear it, and it's really hard to sit through. It's really hard to sit through and listen to a lot of people, a lot of the conventional talking heads who, if they had their way, would have you sit home or would depress your enthusiasm. And we just have to dial around that. We have to get around it, and you've just got to ignore it, and you just got to knock it down and keep pushing. I got a cut from John Kerry. We found this. Now, this could be taken totally and completely out of context, and it may be taken totally and completely out of context. There's a grain of truth in what he says, but also it could cut the other way, and it could be kind of insulting. And let me set this up a little bit here and tell you what I mean by that. If you watch This Week with George Stephanopoulos on ABC, and I'm kind of a quasi-fan of the show. I mean, I watch it, and depending on my mood, sometimes I really don't want to see it because I don't want to see the inherent bias that is built into the show or the fact that George Stephanopoulos doesn't follow through at times and doesn't hold his guests' feet to the fire. But I do watch it. And he has a segment on that show called In Memorial, I believe it's called. And it shows you who died during the past week. And it's a very, very sad segment. And at some point in the segment, they always show the troops that have died in both Iraq and in Afghanistan. And the one thing I always notice about the troops is that they all come from these really small towns. Some of them come from bigger cities, but the majority of them come from these little teeny towns. Now, when you start out in radio, used to be, back in the old days, and I've talked about this on the air before, you started out in a small town. Some people had the talent, the connections, and they graduated to medium-sized cities and then to big cities, and it took them maybe a couple of years. There were a lot of us, though, who slugged around in small towns at small radio stations. Like the first radio station I ever worked at, only had 250 watts, and it went off at 11 o'clock at night. And you get used to and you get integrated into, because you can become part of the community, small town life. And I can see what Kerry's saying here, I think, that for many of these kids, because either their parents don't have money or they don't have the wherewithal to get a scholarship, like a full football scholarship or any kind of a scholarship, their only way to get out, and the most appealing thing going on out there, is to join the military. And I used to hear this all the time. As a matter of fact, I worked with guys who, say, for instance, worked at Laughlin Air Force Base in Del Rio, Texas, and they worked there, and then they had a part-time job at the radio station. And when I would ask them, why did you go into the Air Force? Well, because it was a way out. It was a way out to get out of my town. And besides, I wasn't that good in school. and they offered me these benefits. But listen to what John Kerry says here. I have no idea where this was said. I have no idea. You know, this is a snippet, and you got to remember that this comes out of the same news system that feeds the other two radio stations in the building that do talk, which tend to have which lean towards the conservative side. So I don't know about the origins of this. But listen to it, and then tell me what you come away with. Check this out.
You know, education, if you make the most of it, and you study hard, and you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq.
All right, is he saying that for kids who don't do that well in school, who need a way out, the way out is the military, and then what ends up happening is you end up in Iraq. The way out is the National Guard, and what ends up happening is you end up in Iraq. Or is he saying, and I would hate to think this, or is he saying that the troops, that the Guard and otherwise, that they're just not very smart, that they're not the intelligentsia of American society? Turk, can we hear that? Can we hear that cut one more time? Listen to it again.
You know, education, if you make the most of it, and you study hard, and you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq.
All right. The last thing I would put in here is that during the Vietnam era, it was well known that those kids who had money and who had grades would go to college and would get a deferment. And those of us who didn't have money and didn't have grades and our numbers fell within the right parameter, we knew that we were going to get drafted. All right, 6:21, 21 minutes after 6. What do you make of the Kerry statement? 303-713-7600, and I've got three open lines. Is he saying that the people who serve in the military are not very bright, or is he saying that the way society is structured now, for many of these kids, the only way out of their predicament is to join the military and then, or the National Guard, and then they end up in Iraq? 303-713-7600. Three lines open here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 622.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor. But it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6601. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
423-7171.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
You know, education, if you make the most of it, you study hard and you do your homework and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq.
All right, how do you take that? Is that true, or is he saying that the troops that are in Iraq basically are not the best and the brightest? 626, 26 minutes after 6 a.m., 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. You can also IM me at am760.net. And catch the show and podcast, too. 303-713-7600. High today, 41, partly sunny. Let's go to the phones. Here's Tracy in Thornton. Tracy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How are you?
Hi, Tracy.
Hi. I think maybe you might have taken that out of context because we don't know what the entire conversation was. What if he was talking about George Bush? What if he was saying if you make an effort to, you know, be smart, you can go places, you can be successful. If you don't, then you end up in Iraq. Maybe he wasn't talking about the soldiers. Maybe he was talking about the deciders, the people that are in power making the decisions, that they did not educate themselves. They didn't make an effort to be smart. And where did we end up because of it?
Hmm. Well,
that's where I would go. That's what I would think, just knowing who said it and not knowing the context.
So you don't think he's referring to the everyday guy from like El Centro, California, who goes and joins the military because basically, if you don't have the money or the grades to go to college, then you really have no other way out of El Centro.
I wouldn't assume that just by that one statement, and I think it's dangerous to assume that. But the other thing is, we were having this kind of philosophical conversation not too long ago, my husband and I, about the people that go to Iraq. When you go into the military, you can't have any kind of eye-stigmatism. You have to hear correct. You have to pass a basic intelligence test. And so if anything, and I know this sounds terrible, but we're sending a lot of our really good breeders of America to killed, and a lot of the people that are, you know, may not be the best to continue our American heritage are left behind because...
Oh, so Tracy, what you're making is what do they used to call that, a eugenics argument or something about genes, about we're sending the best and the brightest genes off to be slaughtered while the ones who can't get in are all rejects and are stuck at home? Is that what you're saying?
It's terrible, but, you know, when you have those conversations, you go into any kind of... So, you know, it's not even always that we send the worst to Iraq. It's not even close. A lot of times in the military, we reject a lot of our worst, you know, and send really good people into the military. And
see, well,
people I've known in the military have been really good people that end up.
Well, all the people I know that I've ever known that were in the military were all, you know, decent.
Yeah, you don't.
Good people. But one thing I have noticed about the military in all my years on the planet, since I was cognizant about it and really started seeing what was going on. This much I do know, and I do know this from my whole Vietnam draft experience, is that when they used to put you on the bus, okay, and take you to the induction center in Los Angeles. I got to tell you something. I'm being really honest here.
Mm-hmm.
There were no Rhodes Scholars on that bus.
No. But they're
and,
all young.
And I'm not saying that a lot of I'm not saying that the people on that bus were stupid, but mm-hmm. what I'm saying is there was nobody on that bus that either A had a shot to go to a major university or B who had any cash or money in order to be able to buy their way out of the situation.
No, but I don't think they're stupid people. I think that a lot of young kids who hadn't made up their mind early or who hadn't found a drive within themselves to be able to, you know, very few people do really, really well in high school and get scholarships to college, and, you know, very few people have a lot of money to go to college. But there are a lot of our best and brightest in the United States that go into the military first.
Oh, I would agree.
Yeah.
But those people go. The people who do that go in because they elect to go. I'm talking about a situation where I rode that bus with kids who had no other basic options.
But had to
go along with it. And I wonder how many other kids that are trapped in these little towns and
right.
they feel like they don't have any other way out. And
right.
listen,
well,
you can go see
brothers,
the world.
Both of my brothers went into the military because they felt like they had. No other way. They didn't have money for college. They didn't do well in high school. And, you know, one of them is a space meteorologist, a master's, and, you know, and the other one has an MBA now. So you can't just generalize like that. And I don't think that that's what Kerry was saying at all, just knowing what he was in the military. Why would he say that?
All right,
I think he was talking about in general, if you don't educate yourself, if you don't make yourself smart, then you end up in situations like Iraq. I don't think he was talking about the soldiers.
All right, good point. Thanks, Tracy. I appreciate the call, and drive safe.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, have a good day. One line open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, they would go through that induction process. And then when they clear the room out, and the only people that they hold behind and they don't let go are the ones that have trouble with their paperwork, such as me, or guys that were so stoned that they couldn't sit upright. But no, you know, and the amazing thing is, when the bus left the high school that we all had to assemble at, boy, I'm telling you, it was fun and games. And there was all sorts of grab ass going on. Around the bus. But you know what? You get about 5 miles from the induction center, and suddenly the entire bus gets quiet. 6:32, 28 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's take a look at progressive traffic now with Gina.
All right, Jay. Well, we still have a couple of miles of backup snaking along westbound I-70 from Colorado back to Havana. Still only a right lane getting by due to this construction. We also had a mishap in the area, so you really want to steer clear of this if you can. Crews should be picking up the remainder of those cones here within the next half hour. Mishap was blocking the ramp from Tower to westbound I-70 for your Aurora Drive. First problem of the morning on I-25, it's northbound, a wreck in Castle Rock near Plum Creek Parkway. We also have very dense fog reported in that area between Academy and Toma Road, so please drive with caution. Weather today, cold or...
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language? With no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills. You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
By Angie Petroni for Congress.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You know, education, if you make the most of it, and you study hard, and you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq.
Absolutely. 6:36 past the hour. High today, 41. Partly sunny. Okay, is John Kerry there saying that going into the military, that if you don't have the scholarship, if you don't have the brains, if you don't have the cash, that that's your only alternative? Or is he saying that we send stupid people off to war? And I maintain that that's not the case. I think very smart people go into the military, but I think what ends up happening is in order to catch up or in order to get an education or in order to get those... get the availability of an education, that a lot of them go into the service, because if they come from these little small towns, which I've worked in, and you used to hear this all the time, the military is an attractive way out. There's no other way out. There's nothing going on. Let's go to Rob in Thornton. Rob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Yeah, I was listening to Tracy up there in Thornton, and although I would like to be able to put the blame solely on George and in that ideology, I served in the military for close to 20 years, and at one point I was attached to a carrier where we did a survey. The vast majority of the ship's company came from towns smaller than the ship's company.
Yep.
And I was a nuclear propulsion, so this is a high intellect field. Most of the guys here were smart enough to run nuclear reactors. Why aren't we in college? Because that was the only way we could get out of where we were at.
Well, a lot of kids who are smart can't go to college because one bottom line thing, they don't have the money.
No, we didn't. I mean, I went to a reunion here not too long ago, and a lot of the guys I went to nuclear power school with, yeah, have net doctorates, master's degrees now, but it was a leg up 25 years ago. But if you're worldly and you're really smart that way, would you really enlist to get yourself involved in a situation like this? I mean, like I said, I've got close to 20 years under my belt. I can't back this war, but I'll be damned if I'm not going to back the guys. If that's their leg up, and if that's the shot they need to take, that's the shot they need to take. But I think, and, you know, Tracy's saying that John Kerry was in the war, he was in the military. Yeah, and especially during that war, and especially where he served in the Mekong Delta, there was not a lot of A students around him. The guys that got stuck on the riverboats, I'm not going to say they're dumb. They're brave men. But academically, no. You wrote, like you said, there was no Rhodes Scholars on those buses.
Yeah, there were never was. I mean, when I went, and there were only two high schools in my district, and I remember, you know, you saw people who you had years ago gone to grade school with, but those that were college bound, those whose parents had money, those who had grades, those who were going to take over businesses, they weren't on those buses. They had some other way. They either didn't get drafted, or they had some way out, or they had a deferment of some sort. It was those of us who didn't have the cash, who didn't have the grades, and it doesn't mean that we were stupid, but what it meant was the doors were shut to us, and so we had no legitimate way to go to Uncle Sam and say, hey, I can't really go into the military at this time because I'm going to the University of California at Santa Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, get your ass down to the induction center.
I mean, I have a kid of a good friend of mine had a pretty good shot at an appointment to one of the academies before all this started back in 2000. And once he saw where everything was going, he was like, I don't want to be involved in that. He goes, he came from a long family of military men, but he couldn't advocate it. I mean, I'm not going to say that the guys that are over there are dumb because I've met a lot of them coming back. I'm a Desert Storm veteran, and are academically smart and worldly smart are two different things.
That's exactly right. And some people in life need to get a leg up to get going, as you said, and there's nothing wrong with the idea that if you serve your country and you do it honorably, that you then get benefits like education and other opportunities. There's nothing wrong with it. It's perfectly legitimate. It's perfectly legitimate.
These guys that are coming from these small towns, they know that this is a risk because in reality, what we are paid in the military, yeah, it's an opportunity to get you out of the town. They'll pay for your travel to go to San Diego, to Chicago, to Fort Benning, Georgia, and get you out in the world. But in reality, when you get to Fort Benning, Georgia, and that's low economy. Columbus, Georgia is not a thriving economy. But you're just barely above poverty level. I still, to this day, I have no idea how I made it through my first 4 years in the military. If I wasn't able to eat on base, I think I'd have probably starved. Because they don't pay them nearly enough.
Yeah, that's true. That goes without saying. Rob, thanks, man. Thanks for your service to the country, and thanks for your honesty.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, anybody who's worked in small towns knows exactly what we're talking about here. Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Two things. For the gentleman you just talked to, my husband was in the Delta where John Kerry was, when John Kerry was. My husband's a pretty bright guy. He was crapped around in high school, to put it bluntly, and ended up going in the Navy. Was on the boats. His father basically said to him, you're either going in the military or in the route you're on, you're going to end up in jail. So he went in the Navy and at 17 years old. And it was a life-altering situation for him. Three tours in Vietnam, I think, would probably have done that to somebody. My daughter is now 43 years old. Also decided senior year of high school that she was going to party. Very bright gal. Ended up not doing terribly well, of course. And her dad, the Vietnam vet, said to her, doesn't look like college is on the horizon for you right now, but I'm going to suggest to you, you talk to a naval recruiter because they will pay for you to go to nursing school, which was her dream. P.S., 13 years, made chief, sent her to nursing school. She's a cardiac nurse at Lutheran Hospital. One of the smartest gals I've ever known in my life, and yes, she is my kid. And my point of that is, back in those days, and this is 20-plus years ago, doing that was a viable alternative. Give them 4 years. They'll pay for you to go to school. You'll see some things. She went to Antarctica, spent 6 months there. You'll see some things you're never going to see otherwise. And it was okay. As a parent, it was okay. It didn't worry me. My younger child, and I've got five of them, today is in his early 30s. If he were 10 years or, let's say, 5 years younger and said, you know, he's in the restaurant business, and let's say he said, you know, I'm not happy with this and I got to do something else. I think I'm going to go in the Army. I would do everything in my power to talk him out of it. And if that didn't work, I swear to God I'd take him out of the country, whether with his choice or without, to rather never allow him to go through this situation now. But it was a viable way. And we were living in Miami, so it wasn't like we were in the, you know, podunk. It was simply people that didn't take advantage of situations that were there, such as high school, and there was an alternative. And it worked.
I think if the military is used correctly and if it's used smartly, I think it can still be a good alternative.
Yeah, I agree with you. But with this situation, with this Iraq thing, and plus with Lauren, my daughter, and she's a really bright gal, the Navy went so far. And she had married a Marine. I mean, if that wasn't a, well, whatever. Had a little girl. They had divorced. The military said, we want to send you to medical school. She's a really bright gal. And they said, you give us, I think it was 8 more years. We'll send you to medical school. You work for us for so many years. She turned it down because it meant a commission and it meant just traveling and always being in different places, and she didn't think that was the best thing for her daughter. But, yeah, there are some amazing opportunities if you have the basic brain, if you will, and you're willing to work.
Yeah, I find nothing wrong with it. I just know that there are an awful lot of kids from these small towns,
oh, yeah,
and there's just no way out for them. And that's when you watch the thing on this week, when you look at the obits and look where they're from, or you can go to the New York Times, has them every day, you can see they're from all these little teeny towns.
Well, and I think that's exactly correct. I think they're saying to themselves, yikes, I have nothing here. There's no potential for me here. I don't want to be a farmer. I don't want to be an auto mechanic. I'd like to be an accountant. Maybe I can go to school using this as my way to get there. Unfortunately, they're dealing with this horrible situation, which is you know, taking too many of them. And I have a question for you, by the way, and I want something else I want to tell you quickly. Why is it we never hear how many total of our young men and women have died overseas anymore?
What do you mean total? Are you talking about from both
What's
Iraq and Afghanistan?
No, yeah. What's the total? You never hear the total. You hear day to day. Never hear the total.
Oh, most of Oberman has the total every night.
Well, then I need to start paying more attention.
CNN runs the total usually.
Okay. And secondly, remember yesterday you were talking about mortgage brokers?
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Toll, who just really stuck the title insurance business back on track, is now focused on mortgage brokers.
Well,
indictments have already happened. And I think we're going to see this predatory lending very quickly come to a halt.
I hope so. I hope so. Pat, thanks.
See you, Jay.
Okay. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about the military experience and why kids go into the military. And John Kerry's quote is because they don't study hard and they don't do well in school. And so then, as Kerry says, they end up in Iraq. What's the story behind that? We'll play the quote for you again, or the soundbite. 6:48, 48 minutes away from 7 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Gina with traffic.
All right, thanks, Jay. Well, we are starting to see some relief now along westbound I-70. We've had this major jam up between 225 and Colorado Boulevard as they tried to pull the remaining restrictions left over from last night's construction. So that's going to take a while to shake loose. Again, that's westbound I-70. Tough drive this morning from 225 to Colorado. Had this accident northbound 25 outside the Denver area approaching Plum Creek Parkway. Watch out for it as you head through Castle Rock. Also have very dense fog being reported in that area from Colorado Springs to Toma Road, so get those fog lamps on or low beams and drive with caution. Weather today, cold with early clouds, mid-morning clearing though, mostly sunny by the afternoon, 41, currently 25. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Coloradans for Excellent Schools know what Amendment 39 wants voters to know. Teachers, school boards, PTA, and hardworking families.
Want to make some easy money? Do you have opinions about cars, beer, pets, kids, shopping, wildlife, health care, household cleaner, internet, cell phones, or anything else under the sun? Not only will they listen to your opinions, they'll pay cash to get them. Check out fieldwork.com and click on Denver to qualify. Fieldwork.com pays you for your opinions. That's right, cash for your thoughts. There is no sales involved. Check out fieldwork.com today. The process is simple. Log on, qualify, participate, and start making money today. That's fieldwork.com.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Much sooner than you ever dream possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 800-880-5009.
This works. Call the number.
800-880-5009. 800-880-5009.
High-Tech Import Automotive understands you want your car repaired quickly. You want it repaired right, and you want it done by experienced technicians who take pride in their work and their integrity. Call High-Tech Import Automotive in Lakewood at 303-988-2868. High-Tech specializes in Toyota, Lexus, Honda, Acura, and Nissan using genuine factory parts. Call 303-988-2868 and you'll get $20 off any service or repair job over $100. For work on your electrical, brakes, suspension, clutch, engine, or transmission, call High Tech Import in Lakewood.
Harry and Terry Auto Body is working to help make people aware of the blood shortage in this area. Please do your part by visiting your local blood center and give a part of yourself. Give the gift of life. This message courtesy of Perry and Terry Auto Body at 1612 Teller Street in Lakewood, where service is more than a word, it's the most important part of their business. Trust their years of experience and expertise to handle all of your auto body needs. Call Perry and Terry Auto Body at 303-232-7852. That's 303-232-7852.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
You know, education, if you make the most of it, and you study hard, and you do your homework, and you make an effort to be smart, you can do well. If you don't, you get stuck in Iraq.
All right, what's John Kerry saying there? It's 6:52, 52 minutes after 6 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 41. Partly sunny. Mason Trabert of Safer and the whole amendment about marijuana use, 44, coming up in the next hour. Right now, we'll go back to the phones at 303-713-7600. Here's Gary in Monument. Gary, hi, you're on.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good.
By the way, you got the best talk show anywhere on any of the networks. I love you.
Oh, thanks.
And I used to be a Republican. Isn't that disgusting? But after this administration, I'm now a Democrat.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, I don't blame me either. I went to Creighton University in Omaha, Nebraska, which is a private university, and you have to be pretty smart to go there. And it's a Jesuit university, so they were pretty anti-Vietnam when I went, but they had an ROTC program. How's that for a nice conflict?
Yeah, that is.
And I joined the program and during Vietnam, and I became an officer during that period of time, as did a bunch of my friends. So we had a fair amount of intelligent people who were going into the military during Vietnam as officers. And we also had quite a few people I knew that graduated that decided not to go on to get their PhDs or their master's. So when they got their undergraduate degree, they were drafted. And these were intelligent people. And when I went in my platoon, I had a guy who had gotten his biochemistry degree. He had an IQ, I think, in the 180s, and he was a biochemist, and he was drafted. He was no dummy. He worked on radios for the military.
Yeah, there are a lot of people.
There's a lot of smart people there, and I had a lot of GIs under me that were not educated beyond high school, but they were no dummies. We could teach them. I ran a communications platoon for a while, and you could take these guys and teach them to fix radios, lay wire, run complicated equipment. I mean, they weren't dumb.
But the point being that for a lot of those guys, if they weren't drafted or they didn't join, and I wonder how much of that is true today. Where would they have ended up? Because there weren't a lot of options open to them.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a lot that aren't that way, though. My daughter's in the Air Force today. I lost my father and an uncle in World War II. Mm. My daughter's in, and she's got a high intelligence rating also, and she's in the Air Force today. And she's got one of those positions you can't tell where she's at, you know, kind of things.
Yeah, I don't doubt that there aren't. I don't doubt for a second that
she went in not to get an education. She went in because the Air Force interests her, you know.
Well, I have no doubt that there are those people that are like your daughter. I have no doubt that there were those people during Vietnam who were in second and third year of college, and they flunked out for whatever the reason was or decided not to finish, mm-hmm. and they ended up going in. But there were also a hell of a lot of people who ended up going in because they had no other options open to them. And when I went to the induction center, what I also noticed were there were a lot of people of color, and there were a lot of poorer people, too. I noticed that a lot. But if you go look at who's dying, I mean, scads of them come from these small towns.
Oh, I agree. But I think sometimes I know a couple that worked for me. One of their comments was that civilian life didn't give them any options. I mean,
well, that's exactly what I'm saying. There are no options out there.
You know, the military actually gave them something, and that, you know, that says something about our society, I think, in the fact that the only way they could find some place that provided them a living was, you know, go into the military.
Look,
you know, and it's kind of funny because we're importing, we have this whole thing on the other side of the coin of Hispanics coming up working jobs, and yet we have our own group of people who need jobs, and the only place
they
can
want
them in the
military.
But
they don't want those jobs. You know, we've had this debate a million times, and you know, you're fresh out of high school, and you're living in the Coachella Valley or something of California, okay? You want to go out and pick agriculture? You consider that to be a career? Most white Caucasian Americans do not want to take and will not take those jobs. And the anti-immigration hysteria people like Mad Tommy Tancredo and the rest of them can scream their heads off about this, but there are numerous reports in the newspapers. There's numerous evidence out there about how growers can't find help because of the crackdown on illegal immigration, because kids, you know, Americans are not going to do those jobs. They don't want those jobs. They're not going to take them.
Especially at the minimum wage we're offering. And it's not just the Caucasian, Jay. You look at Hispanic and black children of American parents who have been here multiple generations. They're just the same as the Caucasian kids.
Well,
they don't want
the reason
they're,
I bring,
they're just as American
the reason, as anybody. The reason I bring up the Caucasian comment is because 90.99% of the people who I get who call this show and who I hear on the other talk shows trying to push this line that there are jobs usually turn out to be Caucasian male callers. Gary, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. And have a good day. All right, we're going to debate the marijuana issue coming up next. Stick around.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical. especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know. That this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-500-0604 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. And the Rosetta Stone program offers 28 different languages. Call for your free Rosetta Stone demo CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. Call 1-800-500-0604. That's 1-800-500-0604.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedetani. It was something they ate, something that sickened scores of people around the country. Live to CBS's Jim Shenemy. Jim, what do we know at this point?
Well, it appears to be produce again, Frank. Salmonella contamination has sickened at least 172 people in 18 states, 11 hospitalized, so far no deaths. Federal health officials have been tracking this outbreak for about 2 weeks. Now, so far they haven't isolated the source, possibly lettuce or tomatoes.
Eating will never be a zero-risk activity.
CBS News medical consultant Dr. Sean Kniff.
There are bacteria everywhere, and that bacteria can contaminate our food, and it has been contaminating our food. So it's up to people out there to protect themselves.
Reporting live, Jim Shenemy, CBS News.
In a move that apparently caught American military officials off guard, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has ordered the dismantling of joint checkpoints that were set up around Baghdad. CBS's Laura Logan tells us that's sure to complicate the search for a kidnapped American soldier.
That missing soldier and the search for him was the reason for all these checkpoints around Sadr City. It was the reason that all the cars were being stopped and searched so thoroughly. And now what happens to him? This is the perfect opportunity for anyone who's holding him if they choose to move him out of the area.
Maliki's move is seen as an attempt to curry favor with anti-American Shiites. The clampdown had been credited with stopping at least some violence by Shiite death squads. Two more Americans have been killed in Iraq, raising the death toll this month to 103. A military wife at Fort Hood, Texas, says that sort of news from the war zone is hard to take.
It's a feeling of constant chaos. Like, do I know if my husband's alive? Do I know if he's hurt? Do I know if he's coming home? You know, do I know if my child's going to have their dad?
North Korea has agreed to return to six-party negotiations on the future of its nuclear weapons program. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer at the White House. Peter, what's the reaction there?
Frank, you won't be surprised to hear the White House welcomes this news. A spokesman tells CBS News the administration believes the talks will resume soon. The U.S. expects progress in the talks that could start again within weeks, but there are no immediate North Korean promises about future tests. Japan already urges caution, saying resuming the talks hinges on North Korea not having nuclear weapons, Frank.
This is decision day for NASA. Should the space agency send a shuttle crew out on a final mission to extend the life of the Hubble Space Telescope?
The Hubble still does things that no ground-based telescope can do. The Hubble can see into the ultraviolet. Ground-based telescopes cannot, ever.
Indications are that NASA Administrator Michael Griffin will sign off on the mission if he's satisfied it can be done safely. Well, we've heard the expression, life imitates art. Well, here's an example.
Why can't we be together?
You really want to know why?
Yes, I want to know why.
Here's why. Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Phillippe, who shared the screen in that scene from Cruel Intentions, have decided to go their separate ways after 7 years of marriage and two children. S&P futures are up 2.5 points. This is CBS News.
Welcome back to Sports Beat with me, Dan Stevens, and we've got Nancy on a car phone.
Dan, I just missed a turn. Now should I take a right or a left here?
You know this is Sports Beat, don't you?
To easily get back on track when you miss a turn, you want to ask TomTom, not Dan.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you where you're going.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
Some people think all insurance is the same. They buy the least expensive they can find, and then they have an insurance claim. That's when they learn the hard way that not all insurance companies treat you the same. If being treated fairly and paid quickly are important to you when you or your business has a loss, you want Chubb. When you insure with Chubb, you're buying real insurance. So insure with the best. Insure with Chubb. To learn more, go to Chubb.com.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Some political heavy hitters will be swinging through Colorado this week, hoping to sway the vote. Joe Chiaro watching.
It's an election that could reshape Congress. With that, more political big guns are heading to the state. Tomorrow, former President Bill Clinton will be in town, stumping for Democratic House candidate Ed Perlmutter. Vice President Dick Cheney arrives in Colorado Springs Friday, hoping to boost Republican House candidate Doug Lamborn. And President Bush expected to be in Greeley Saturday for Republican gubernatorial candidate Bob Beaupre.
Costs for higher education next year going to be going up. State's Commission on Higher Ed giving the preliminary go-ahead to raise tuition up to 7% next fall for the state's research universities. That's CU, CSU, and UNC, and the School of Mines. Four-year colleges like Fort Lewis, Metro State, they can raise tuition by 5%. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, westbound I-70 was still seeing a little bit of recovery. We have a wreck near 270 off on the shoulder, and that was adding to the jams we had from the overnight construction. Crews were late picking up, so some residual delay still near 225. South of Denver, we had those problems along I-25, Castle Rock, northbound a collision at Plum Creek Parkway, due in part to some dense fog in that area. We have the normal rush hour congestion kicking in now, southbound 25 at 104th, 225 through Aurora. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, cold with early clouds, mid-morning clearing, mostly sunny by afternoon, high of 41. Currently 27 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ulti Homes and Del Webb can save you thousands on your new home. And they'll throw in a free trip for two to Italy. Simply close on your new home by December 22, 2006. For details, visit delweb.com/Italy or pulte.com/Italy.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning, 707. 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, high today 41, under partly sunny skies. This show available on podcast at am760.net. And you can also instant message me there at am760.net. Well, we're going to be joined here by Mason Tvert. He is the campaign director at Safer Alternative for Enjoyable Recreation Safer. We're going to discuss Amendment 44, which proposes the legalization of the possession of 1 ounce or less of marijuana for any person 21 years of age and over. Amendment 44 was placed on the ballot last August after the group Safer obtained over 129,000 petition signatures through a largely grassroots organization. Only 68,000 were required by the Secretary of State. One issue under contention with this amendment is how the amendment might be interpreted with regard to transferal of marijuana to minors over the age of 15 years of age. And also this whole brouhaha that Governor Owens held a press conference on Friday. And I guess some of the people who support this amendment were there, one of the west steps of the Capitol. Some of the people who support Amendment 44, and they got a little rowdy. On the phone with me is Mason Tvert. Mason, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jay. Thanks for having me.
All right. Let's talk about some of this stuff. First of all, what about the idea that there is some question about the transfer of marijuana to minors over 15 years of age?
Well, yeah, there's actually no question. It's unfortunate that this legislative council and our opponents are trying to mucky up this this issue. If this initiative passes, it will be a felony to give any amount of marijuana to a minor. And right now, there's a law in the book that makes it a felony to give any amount of marijuana to a minor, but we also have a law that makes it a $100 fine. So, in fact, if our initiative passes, it'll no longer be only a $100 fine, but only a felony. We're really trying to increase the penalty for giving marijuana to minors, yet our opponents are trying to make it seem like we're trying to make it legal. As the Rocky Mountain News pointed out, this blue book analysis is completely false, and it's really unfortunate that our opponents had to stoop to this level of deceit in trying to derail this thing.
All right, so once again, this amendment, 44, talks nowhere in there about giving marijuana to minors, and in fact, if you do get caught doing it, you're subject to be charged with a felony.
That's absolutely correct.
So then why do these, I guess these folks go on pretending that it's otherwise, and the people who put the blue book part together, I guess they go on pretending otherwise because it's in their best interest to distort the facts.
Yeah, our opponents from the very beginning and what we're seeing now are trying to make this thing about kids, and this is not an initiative that has anything to do with kids. In fact, the only thing that is going to change if our initiative passes is if someone over 21 is found to be in possession of less than an ounce of marijuana, they're no longer going to receive a ticket and therefore a criminal record as a result of it. That's the only change that's going to take place.
Why do you think this has stirred up so much opposition from not only the federal government, which did something which I've never heard of, which is to come in here and try to campaign against the amendment to Bill Owens, to John Suthers, to all of these law enforcement folks? Why does this stir up so much of a resistance to this?
Well, I think it's really quite a phenomenon, but I do think I think it's really a melting pot of issues, but I think what it comes down to is there's a status quo right now, and Governor Owens and Attorney General Suthers don't want to be the ones in power when that status quo changes. Law enforcement officials don't want to see their jobs change drastically as a result of this, and the federal government has been fighting for years to maintain this failed status quo. So what we're seeing is a fight to keep things the way they are, because right now, there is no other issue out there like this, but right now the federal government is imposing a marijuana prohibition on all 50 states, and they have no interest in seeing any states go off on their own and try a new system, which is unfortunate because the federal marijuana prohibition has been such a dismal failure.
7-11, 11 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mason Tverti is the campaign director of SAFER. Will this, if 44 passes, will it butt up against federal law?
It's an interesting way of putting it. It will simply coexist. We have a lot of laws that coexist. For example, Colorado's a medical marijuana state. We have a state-sponsored medical marijuana patient registry, which is maintained by state officials who are in direct defiance of federal law. But they go about their jobs and so on, and if the federal government wanted to raid sick and dying people in Colorado who use medical marijuana, they could. But the thing is, they don't. And that's the same case with this initiative. If this passes, the federal government could arrest people and prosecute them at the federal level. But as they've made very clear, Jeff Sweeten with the DEA and John Suthers, our attorney general, a former U.S. attorney, they've made it very clear that they just have no way of doing that. I mean, it would entail taking every adult over 21 caught with a little bit of pot and sending them to a federal court with a federal prosecutor and a federal judge, and they've acknowledged that that's just not possible.
I don't understand anymore, really. I have never understood and really don't get why it is so god-awful terrible that an adult over the age of 21 who is capable of making a mature decision, hopefully, about themselves, if they elect to smoke a little marijuana, what harm is it, and what does the federal government have any right to go to them and say that you can't? And of the three things that I see out there in society, marijuana, alcohol, and cigarettes, and there seems to be a story every single day in both papers about the smoking ban, it seems to me that alcohol and smoking is far worse than smoking a joint.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And you know what's even crazier about this is that our opponents know that too. I mean, Governor Owens did not come out on Friday to say that marijuana on its own was bad. He came out to say that marijuana was as bad as tobacco, which we all know is not the case. I mean, tobacco kills 450,000+ people per year. Marijuana directly kills no one. But you know, then we have the gateway theory, which supposedly means people use marijuana go on to use other hard drugs. If you look at any arguments from our opponents, they're not that marijuana is so bad. They're just that stupid people on marijuana could be bad. And, you know, the case is that stupid people on anything could be bad. Stupid people on marijuana, stupid people on alcohol, stupid people on cell phones trying to drive. The fact is people who are simply using marijuana and not doing anything else stupid are not causing any problems, like you said. There's nothing scary about it. In fact, they're less likely to harm themselves or harm others if they're using marijuana as opposed to, say, using alcohol.
Well, there's also this whole idea that I have that the government, that they have to come in and that they have to protect us from ourselves. And the same people who would stand up on the west steps of the Capitol in one breath and would tell you that what America needs is smaller government and less government would also stand up on the west steps of the Capitol and tell you that in this case, we have to have government to go after people who are smoking marijuana.
Yeah, it's really quite astonishing the transition we've seen, and it's happened, across many circles in terms of our conservatives becoming a little scared to be open about this. I will point out there's one very prominent conservative in Colorado, Mike Rosen, who has come out in favor of this. He is a true conservative. He does acknowledge this is a wasteful failure in marijuana prohibition, but most conservatives who should be on board with this are fearful of reprisal from you know, far-right forces. And unfortunately, it's not just conservatives, but it's a lot of people on the left as well. As we saw Councilman Doug Linkhart here in Denver, he came out and said that he was going to vote for this and could not see a reason why not to. And he was attacked by not only other city council members like Charlie Brown, but by the police, and was called reprehensible for simply saying that he agreed with the majority of the people that put him in office. And it's really, what kind of message does that send, that if you want to be a public official and support something like this, you are going to be vehemently attacked and they're going to call for your head?
Yeah. Well, so did he then decide to change his vote?
Well, he's certainly stayed quiet about it. He doesn't really want to be very public about it, and I can understand that. I mean, this is not a priority issue for him, but he did stand up and say what he thought was right. And what we're seeing is a clear example of intimidation by not only other elected officials, but by the police. I mean, police officers are telling our city council members that they're reprehensible for wanting to change the laws. And last time I checked, the police's job was not to make the laws. The city council's job was to make the laws. The police's job is to enforce those laws.
Well, that's along the same lines as the federal government, the DEA coming in here. I believe it was the DEA coming in here and starting to get involved in doing political fundraising against the amendment. And I wonder if any of that's done on taxpayers' time, and if they're using my dime to do it, and they're supposed to carry out the law, not help craft legislation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we had if you look at this is clearly a pattern. We had, like you mentioned, the DEA recruiting a campaign manager, trying to raise money and so on. Then we see the drug czar come to town on multiple occasions, as well as a few of his lower-level thugs, I suppose you could call them, coming out here on multiple occasions and just solely for the purpose of campaigning. And then we have Rocky Mountain HIDTA, the high-intensity drug trafficking area, which is another federal law enforcement body, which has been 100% dedicated to this for the last few months. It's really quite astonishing. But what we're seeing is not only that, but unfortunately our state and local officials doing the same thing. I mean, I can tell you right now that press conference that Governor Owens held was done on state time, and it was done involving state taxpayer dollars. I mean, they had something like 12 sheriffs up there at 10 in the morning, and these guys were from all over the state of Colorado. I mean, don't these guys have anything better to do than stand on the Capitol steps and say they're opposed to marijuana? Fact is it's a $100 fine, and I don't think it's worth, you know, our top law enforcement officials' time to be trying to maintain a $100 fine for something that is arbitrary like this.
All right, I want to talk about that press conference coming up. With us is Mason Tavert, and he is the campaign director at Safer Alternative for Enjoyable Recreation. Safer, if you want to get in on this conversation about the legalization of marijuana, 303-713-7600, and we're talking precisely here the possession of 1 ounce or less of marijuana for any person beyond, person 21 years of age and older. Do you object to this? Do you support it? I voted for it. I voted for Amendment 44. But maybe you think I'm wrong. Maybe you think Mason's wrong. Or maybe you think that we're right. I got the...
An Inconvenient Truth is out on DVD November 21st. The video station in Boulder wants you to have a chance to see this important documentary for free. Make your reservations before the 20th and get a free night's rental. For details, call 303-440-4448 or stop by the video station in Boulder.
The traffic was still a little sluggish through there. Of course, that was due in part as well to all that overnight construction that crews were late picking up along that stretch. Right now, I-70 at York, much better. In fact, almost back to normal. We still have some jamming, though, right near 225 if you're making your way onto westbound I-70. Northbound 225 getting very heavy now at Parker, as is southbound 25, Parker to I-25 through the Tech Center. Still had some problems down near Castle Rock, I-25 northbound, a wreck there in that area right near Plum Creek Parkway, and fog still being reported between Academy and Toma Road. Weather today, cold with early clouds, mid-morning clearing, mostly sunny by the afternoon, high of 41, currently 27. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Whether your child needs to catch up, keep up, or get ahead in school, Sylvan Learning Center can help with personalized tutoring to meet your child's individual needs. Call Sylvan today and see why more parents turn to Sylvan. Call 1-800-EDUCATE today.
For the Tuesday, November 7th general elections, any registered voter living in the city and county of Denver can vote at any one of 55 convenient vote centers located throughout Denver. All vote centers are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Please bring your identification. For more information, visit the Denver Election Commission online at denvergov.org/elections or call us at 720-913-VOTE. That's 720-913-8683.
Amendment 39 will hurt our children and their education. I'm Adele Bravo, Colorado's Teacher of the Year. Teachers, educational support professionals, and parents know that Amendment 39 is a bad idea. It's an accounting gimmick that will be locked into our Constitution. And it was brought to Colorado by wealthy, out-of-state interests who don't care about our kids or our schools. Amendment 39 does not increase funding for public education. It will jeopardize many of the essential services that create a positive learning environment for our students. Amendment 39 will force local school districts to cut back on school nurses, counselors, cafeteria workers, bus drivers, and security guards. Vote no on 39 for our children and the quality of their education.
To learn more, visit VoteNo39.com, paid for by Coloradans for Excellent Schools.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a great fight tonight. In one corner, a freshman state legislator. In the opposite corner, it's the well-heeled lobbyists.
I tell you, Bill, the odds are really in favor of Team Lobbyist. In Colorado, there are 11 of them for every legislator.
And $1.6 million in gifts and entertainment packs quite a punch. And we're underway.
Here come the lobbyists, waving free avalanche tickets, ski passes, golf at an exclusive private club.
Uh-oh, Team Lobbyist just sent in their heavy hitter, a recently retired legislator. He's an expert at working over his former colleagues and friends. Oh my, he's throwing a real haymaker, a $600 portable computer. She takes it. Down goes the legislator. Once again, the lobbyists win and good government loses.
Amendment 41 bans lobbyist gifts to government officials and imposes a 2-year waiting period before they can lobby. Give good government a fighting chance. Vote yes on 41. For more information, visit www.voteyeson41.com. Paid for by Coloradans for Clean Government.
Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets. Not a Progressive member? Register now and get more information on AM760.net.
Good morning, 7:24, 24 minutes after 7, high today 41, partly sunny. And our guest this hour is Mason Javert, campaign director of Safer Alternative for Enjoyable Recreation. Safer, they're the folks behind Amendment 44. All right, John, do you handle that with Mason? Is that how we're going to do this? Oh, okay. All right, Mason, you there? Let's take some calls. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go to David in Denver. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning, David. Go ahead. You're on with Mason Javert.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Well, listen, I've got some thoughts about the conversation about marijuana. And for me, quite honestly, it's a moot point because I've already voted no. I've already voted against it as a liberal, as a progressive, and certainly as a Democrat. Now, I think that there are a host of problems with legalizing any kind of drug usage, I suppose, because that's in essence what you'd be doing is legalizing the usage. I think there are problems with it because I could look at this as a perspective of being a father. I wouldn't want my kids to use it, but the way that I'm looking at it is the perspective of jobs. Okay, I think the approach of legalizing marijuana. I mean, and I agree with the statistical data that marijuana is benign in comparison to alcohol use and cigarette use. I absolutely agree. And I absolutely believe that you can still be a responsible human being and a responsible, mature adult and use marijuana. I mean, I'm in a very professional trade myself, and I'm around a lot of other professionals that use it, and they live very, very productive lives. On the other hand, I am also a rugby player, and I see some casual usage of it as well after games, and I see the unproductive side of it. But I think the approach that this measure was taking might be wrong, because right now many corporations, not just nationwide but locally, will all require some kind of drug screening before they offer employment to someone that's seeking work. Why would we want to pass a measure that is going to perpetuate people staying out of work?
Well,
because this is a disqualifier.
Well, I think it's unfortunate that many people who choose to use marijuana and then...
Of course you do.
Well, let me finish. I think that right now there are a number... I mean, private companies are able to regulate their workplaces as they see fit. And there are a number of companies around this country who will not hire someone who uses tobacco as a result of it bumping their health care up so much. The fact is we don't drug test people for the job because marijuana causes a problem on the job. We drug test people for the job because marijuana is illegal and it's a way of weeding out people we don't like. The fact is that could very well change. A lot of employers may not feel the need to drug test people if this is legal, because obviously that would not make sense to be punishing them for using something that they are legally allowed to use. But the fact is right now countless people lose their jobs solely as a result of their decision to use marijuana, and you seem to agree that that's not a terrible decision to use marijuana. So I don't see why you would like to maintain a status quo of ruining people's lives and taking them out of work solely for their recreational decisions.
Well, okay. What I am saying is that until it is legalized, I think that maybe, no, that's not how I want to put it. I think maybe the approach to legalize it is wrong. Maybe there should be measures brought into the business community to perhaps see the merits of marijuana use, to see the merits of legalizing it. But I think that to try to force a vote upon people, it's legal or it's not, and then forcing the business community to adapt to it is not the correct approach.
Well, I don't think you could ever force a vote on people. I think people should be really grateful for the opportunity to vote on everything and anything. But what it comes down to is there are tons of companies out there that do not drug test employees. I'm proud to say Safer is one of those. And the fact is, you know, my father owns an advertising agency. It's a private company, and I can tell you right now that he wouldn't have an agency if he drug tested people. So I think that, you know, in the private sector, the option is there. It's not required of anyone to drug test someone. But the fact is, you know, you're acknowledging that it's not a huge problem for an adult to use marijuana. I think you're asking for the chicken after the egg. I mean, why on earth would they ever change laws regarding drug testing or change policies if we don't change the laws first? I mean, I understand it seems awkward because we've never had to go through such a process to change a law like this in our lifetimes. I'm assuming you weren't around during the 30s and Prohibition, the 20s and 30s. But, you know, everyone's got their opinion as to how we should be doing this, but only one group is doing this, and I'm sorry to hear that you're opposed to something you believe in principle as a result of this logistical question.
Yeah, and you know, the thing I wanted to bring up, David, is it doesn't – when you start out your conversation, you brought up the point about kids. Where do kids play into this?
Well, and my approach at that issue is coming as a father. You know, I am not sitting on a holier-than-thou cushion saying that I have never used. I mean, if I were in the public eye, I would very clearly say that I have used, and I did inhale, and I got high,
But the amendment doesn't speak to kids. The amendment speaks to adults over the age of 21, and as we established in the beginning of the conversation with Mason, if you get caught giving a kid marijuana, it's a felony.
Okay, but again...
So kids are not involved.
You know, but I personally don't see that legislation necessarily is a deterrent.
Wait a minute. If legislation is not a deterrent,
then why do we have it in the first place?
And we would agree. I mean, it needs to be there because, you know what, if you don't know where you're going, how do you know when you get there? You've got to have some kind of measures in place which at least...
Yeah, but the point I was bringing up to you is that you threw in, you know, the concern about children, and this isn't talk about children. This talks about mature, consenting adults and has nothing to do with kids.
But as a father, it does speak to me.
Well, how does it speak to you? How does it speak to you if it wouldn't be legally available to your children?
Okay, if it were legally available, that would be a whole different issue.
To people over the age of 21.
But the point is that it's not. And until it is, I would not want my kids using it much in the same way that I wouldn't want them using alcohol.
But why would your kids all of a sudden, I mean, it's going to remain just as illegal the day after this passes as it is now. The fact is you're saying you want to see it legally regulated and taxed. I'm assuming that's what you're getting at by saying you would be all for it being...
Absolutely.
Well, the fact is, let me tell you this, David, if someone does this for a living, there's absolutely not one single chance of seeing that any time until we get adults to simply acknowledge that it's... shouldn't be a crime. I mean, when Prohibition ended back in the 20s and 30s, they didn't go straight from it being flat-out banned to a system of tax and regulation. First, the states had to say, okay, let's not criminalize people for using alcohol or possessing it anymore, and then let's develop on a state-by-state basis what our laws should be. And then it took another 40 years before Jimmy Carter said, you know what, if you can go to the store and buy some beer, why can't you brew it in your own home? And he passed the Home Brewing Act. I mean, it's a progression, and, you know, that's the same thing here. You're asking for people in this state, in this country, to just willingly throw a drug that they see as a criminal behavior just into a tax and regulatory scheme before we're even willing to acknowledge that it shouldn't be a crime solely to possess it. I mean, it's just... not going to happen. Marijuana is a Schedule I drug as classified by the DEA right now, which means it cannot be regulated and controlled. And, you know, we're demonstrating a demand.
Yeah, and you can what we're talking about here is decriminalization. All right, David, I got to run. Thank you, man. Okay. That's it for David. Hang on here, Mason. We'll come back. We'll take more calls. I got one line open at 303-713-7600, 733. 33 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. You miss any part of this hour, get it on podcast at am760.net. Gina with traffic.
All right, Jay. Well, much better ride now on westbound I-70 at York, back to normal.
finally from the earlier problems. Elsewhere around the city, we're in pretty decent shape. Got the normal crowding out of Thornton, North Glen, southbound 25. Lots of eastbound excess now. 6th Avenue out of Lakewood and the Boulder Turnpike at Federal. Southbound 225 really jammed now at Parker for your drive through Aurora. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, cold.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
Good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
My name is J.B. Robert Espinoza, and I'm running for sheriff in Jefferson County. I'm a proud fourth-generation Colorado native, Vietnam-era veteran, who served as an FBI agent for over 23 years. I'm running for sheriff because I want to take my FBI law enforcement experience to make this the most efficient, innovative, respected, and transparent sheriff's department in the state. I'm asking for your vote and support on November 7th to take the sheriff's department to a new level of service for the citizens of Jefferson County. Again, I'm J.B. Robert Espinoza, candidate for sheriff in Jefferson County. Thank you.
Your kids have better things to do than drugs, so get them involved in positive educational activities. Taking part in sports, music, and after-school programs will help keep kids active and drug-free. A message from Gates Electric. They handle residential, industrial, and commercial accounts for new construction, rewiring, or repairs. For a free estimate by a professional electrician, call Jeff today at 303-361-6791. That's 303-361-6791 for Gates Electric.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except...
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
Just Brakes.
How much are new brake pads installed?
For $99.88, we'll install pads and shoes in all four wheels and even machine rotors.
All four wheels for $99.88? Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
She's my main.
7:37, 37 minutes after the hour. High today, 41. Partly sunny, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Nice to have you along. We've got Mason DeVert on the line. He is campaign director of Safer Alternative for Enjoyable Recreation, Safer. We're talking about Amendment 44, which is, proposes the legalization of the possession of 1 ounce or less of marijuana for any person 21 years of age or over here in the state of Colorado. All right, Mason, let's get back on the phones. We'll go to Steve in Denver. Steve, you're on AM 760 with Mason DeVert. Go ahead.
Hi, I just want to ask about the what I think might seem ridiculously obvious, but if you legalize small uses, but it's illegal to sell it, doesn't that create another huge problem with the felonies that are committed by dealers?
Well, you bring up an interesting concept, and this is something our opponents continue to bring up, is that if Amendment 44 passes, it'll simply make it legal to possess. It will remain illegal to grow and sell. But the thing is nothing is going, like I said, nothing is going to change with regard to growing or selling. So currently right now, there are penalties for that, and nothing is going to change with regard to those penalties. The only thing that is going to change if Amendment 44 passes is if police come across an individual, 21 or older, with less than an ounce of marijuana, they're no longer going to be receiving a citation for it. That's the only difference. We would obviously love to see marijuana treated like alcohol, sold in stores, legally regulated and controlled. But the fact is that's not possible under current law right now. And our opponents are virtually asking us to use a smokescreen of tax and regulation by saying that that's what we wanted to see happen with this initiative. But it's just not possible, and we're not going to be disingenuous and try to throw a system out there that would not take place, because, like I said before the break, marijuana is a Schedule I drug, which is set by the Drug Enforcement Administration, a law enforcement body, and as a result of that, marijuana being a Schedule I drug on the same level as PCP and LSD, there is no way for it to be looked at for human consumption by the FDA or any other regulatory body. And we simply, as a country, do not allow the sale of products for consumption that have not been looked at and regulated. So what we need to do, the only way to change the system is to create a demand for regulation. And if it's now legal for adults to use and possess a small amount of marijuana, then it's creating a demand for a system in which they can obtain it legally. Would we like to see the laws change all at once? Absolutely. But unfortunately, that's not the world we live in. We're working with what we have, and this is the only way to go about this. And that's why so many individuals who do support tax and regulation and so on are fully behind this, because they realize this is the only way to that type of system.
Yeah, but more specifically, if it were to pass and to be legal next month, well, let's just pretend it was next month, then people who are going to go out and obtain that to have their less than an ounce and use it are going to have to go commit a crime by buying it from some illegal dealer.
Well, the fact is these people are already doing that. That's already the case, is that people have to buy it from an illegal source. Now, the way I would pose this question to you is it, you know, if you're over 21, which I'm assuming you are, if you sit in your own house and you have a glass of whiskey, are you breaking the law?
No.
But what if you were to start distilling whiskey and selling it unregulated out of your house to people you knew? That would be a crime, because now you're selling a product for consumption that's not being regulated, and as a result, it could be said that that should be a police priority, and that's why police will still have every right to focus on that type of behavior. But what it comes down to is right now our state legislature decided that it's only a petty offense. It's only worthy of a $100 fine, less than a speeding ticket, to even if you get caught with marijuana. As a result, we're seeing people getting $100 tickets, but then losing their jobs, losing custody of their children, losing tuition assistance, yada, yada, yada. If the state legislature can come in and say, oh, well, let's change the fine from $400 and a misdemeanor to just $100, that's what we're doing. We're coming in and saying, well, let's just change it from $100 to $0 and no citation, because like I said, we understand that selling is illegal. It's an unregulated product. If that is a problem, then we would encourage police to focus more time and attention on that, as opposed to private adults simply sitting in their own homes using marijuana. I know I'm rambling, but the final thing is that you got to understand the purpose of this initiative is simply to remove the threat of arrest and the criminality at the lowest level. We don't think people should be deterred from using marijuana. It's a available product. Millions of Americans use it. Hundreds of thousands of Coloradans use it. And if they'd prefer to use it, say, instead of alcohol, we don't think we should be threatening those people with arrest and sending them to drink instead.
I agree, but I think the one thing that maybe we're not dealing with realistically, and I appreciate your answer, it's well-crafted and well-said, and I agree with really everything you're saying, except if it doesn't get legalized together with the supply side, then it's creating, I think, more problems. And I think the only way to do it realistically is you've got to make it legal to purchase it and possess it and use it. And if it doesn't happen all at once, I think we would be creating a huge problem where the general perception would be, well, it's okay if it's less than an ounce. Where'd you get it?
And you got to. Sure. But the thing is you got to understand that right now it's considered by not only our government, but private entities and the police as quote, universally available. I mean, marijuana is out there. It's the most widely used illegal drug. And everything you're saying, I agree with, is that, you know, this is only a demand side issue at this point, if not supply side. But you got to understand that there's no way of changing anything with regard to these laws until we change this very simple lowest level issue. I mean, we can't expect our government to just up and decide to start voting on marijuana and whether we should tax and regulate it without some sort of, instigating factor. I mean, that's what this initiative is telling the government they need to address this.
Yeah, you're going to try to take it one step at a time. Steve, thanks. Appreciate the call. All right. Besides, I've been growing marijuana in my backyard for years. No, I'm just kidding, Mason. But all right, let's go to Jard in Greenwood Village. Jared, you're on the AM 760 Progressive Talk with Jay Marvin, Mason Tavert, and yourself. Go ahead.
Okay, the question I have, Mason brought up the fact that marijuana has never killed anybody. And when we're talking about the health hazards, I'm a cigarette smoker. I know part of the damage comes from just simply inhaling smoke. You make marijuana more widespreadly available, less prosecutable, so that people can use it whenever they want to. Doesn't that seem like it's going to increase the health risk from just inhaling the smoke alone?
Go ahead.
You can talk about the reality of the situation all you want to, and how it's never there's no out or car accidents, the same problems we have with alcohol. And I agree with you that I'd rather see alcohol and marijuana made legal, but. Doesn't it seem like there's inherent health risks simply with marijuana?
Well, I would start by saying there's inherent health risks with virtually everything that we put in our bodies. Obviously, there's inherent health risks with eating spinach in Colorado. But the fact is that it is not a serious health risk to simply use marijuana. You talk about inhaling smoke, but the fact is that the inhalation of smoke when we talk about marijuana use is not even nearly as much of an issue as tobacco, because what we see is tobacco.
It's not nearly much an issue now because we don't have
Let him finish, pal. The fact is that there's never in history been a single documented case of a marijuana-only smoker acquiring lung cancer. And there's the fact is that the use of tobacco it does cause lung cancer. The reason being is that nicotine fosters the production of cancerous cells in your lungs when you use tobacco inhaling smoke.
I'm well aware of that.
But there is no nicotine in marijuana. There's THC, and it has a very different effect on the lungs. In fact, it has a very opposite effect in that it inhibits the growth of cancerous cells. So. You know, while I first of all want to just make it very clear to the listeners that the increased use of marijuana is not going to lead to any sort of lung cancer or increased health problems like tobacco use causes, but more importantly, I think that we need to be discussing the personal responsibility involved here. I mean, as you pointed out, you're a cigarette smoker. You make the choice to do that, and, you know, it's a choice I respect. I don't actually agree with. I mean, I have tobacco legally available to me. I've been informed of the health risks, and that's why I don't use it. I think that we should take an approach to marijuana much like we've taken to tobacco if we want people to stop using it. I mean, look at this. Tobacco use has dropped heavily in the last 10, 15 years. Have we been arresting people and using the criminal justice system in order to get people to stop using it? Of course not.
I agree with you. Like I said, I agree with you on all that.
It's education versus criminalization.
What I'm trying to point out. The education aspect of this is a major factor. And one of the things you're talking specifically about cancer. You're leaving out things like increased risk from lung infection, increased risk for cold.
Whoa. If you want to make the charge that the recreational use of marijuana leads to all of these things.
No, that's not what I'm making. What I'm trying to say, and what I'm trying to get you to get out to people, is that when you inhale something inherently, it's inherently unhealthy.
Well, wait a minute. Are you a doctor?
I work at a cancer clinic.
You smoke and you work in a cancer clinic. I find that to be interesting. The only thing I'd like to say to you is can you produce statistics about marijuana use and pulmonary problems?
you're missing the point. I'm not trying to argue with you. I'm trying to get you to get this information out.
No. I'm challenging what you're saying, and I want you to back it up.
Well, this is what you're going to be facing from other people, from the opposite.
Well, no, I don't care what I'm facing from them. I'm only talking about facing it from you. I just want to know in my own interest, because I'm interested, if you say all of these things and you seem to have some qualification behind it, what statistics would you point to that I could go find further information?
It's basic common sense, Jay.
I don't want to have things covered by basic common sense.
I want facts. You're the one sitting there saying your body is designed to do three things: eat, breathe, move. You breathe oxygen. That is what your body is designed to do.
Okay, but
do you have any documented facts
to back up what you're saying? Or are you getting on the air and practicing medicine and inventing statistics because you have a right to your opinion, but you do not have a right to your own facts? Do you have facts?
I'm not inventing anything.
Do you have facts?
Do you have facts?
Do you have facts? I'm hearing what you're saying, but I don't hear any facts. Cite me a source.
What I'm trying to say is very simply said.
Okay, I knew it.
What you're saying is it's perfectly legal.
Well,
you know what? You know what surprised me about this the most, Jarrett? I'll tell you something else that surprised me the most about this. Number one, you don't have any facts to cite. And number two, you claim you're a cigarette smoker. Well, guess what? Guess what ends up happening when you get sick with cancer? When you run through all of your insurance and then have to go on the public dole to have your medical bills paid for, who has to pay for them? Me, the taxpayer. Okay? And also, I'm affected by your secondhand smoke. But if you've got statistics about marijuana, then what you need to do, pal, is make less assumptions and assertions and just follow through and give us some statistics. We'll continue at 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Here's Gina with traffic.
Watch out for a couple of minor problems now. We had a brand new wreck southbound Wadsworth right at US 285. Still dealing with that one northbound Santa Fe at I-25. Looks like it's been pulled off to the shoulder. Not really a major problem for traffic right now. US 285 had an earlier problem eastbound approaching Federal. Otherwise, freeway traffic in pretty good shape. We do have a wreck now, though, on the northbound side of I-25 approaching Wolfensberger if you are outside the metro area. We've had a lot of problems in that area this morning with poor visibility and fog being reported along the interstate from Colorado Springs to the Evergreen exit, so please drive with caution. Weather today, looking for cold conditions, early clouds, mid-morning clearing though, mostly sunny by the afternoon, high of 41, currently 27. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's the one you've been waiting for, the 20th annual Holiday Food and Gift Festival, the original holiday gift.
This is Rick Hallett, owner of Wind River Spas. People who live in Colorado appreciate natural beauty, hard work, and high quality. They exist in harmony with Colorado's extreme weather by relaxing in a Wind River Spa. Wind River Spas are made right here in Colorado by people who appreciate the same qualities you do. Want to trade in your old spa? Upgrade? Wind River Spas will give you the highest trade possible for your existing hot tub, whether it's 10 months or 10 years old, or purchase a reconditioned spa starting at just $19.95. Visit us at windriverspas.com.
With top quality work, integrity, and dependability. For service or an estimate, call 303-471-1510.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs, 1-800-640-9134.
7:52, 52 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Okay, I lied. I've been saying for the last couple of weeks that the matching down incentive in Rocky's Autos is going to be over with at the end of this month, and you know what? It isn't. I went out there and found out that it isn't, that I had wrong information, and that it's going to continue. And why? Because popular demand. And this is the time where you put down $1,500 and they put down $1,500 and you've got $3,000 towards your next automobile. And every vehicle on Rocky's lot has been winterized, so you can drive away knowing that you're in top condition for another Colorado winter. It's also a great time to shop for a new all-wheel drive vehicle, a front-wheel drive vehicle, or a four-wheel drive vehicle to help you get through the rough winter driving conditions that we encounter in Colorado. And at Rocky's Autos, you get the most bang for your car buck, over 600 late-model clean used cars. I mean, great vehicles out there with a great selection. And Halloween is tonight, so get by Rocky's today and pick up your free jack-o'-lantern, because they got them there piled up in the showroom. See my brothers Tom and Marv Alshear, the Alshear brothers. They're just great people. Spanky, he's another great guy. Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrado. The list just goes on and on and on and on. Tommy the Cop, talk to him out there. He's good people. They're all out there, and they're all working hard for you at Rocky's Autos. Check them out online at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Steve handles that. Or just check out the inventory. Better yet, get out there and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Rocky's Autos at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. Did you know there are 10 million people in the U.S. who have cancer? That's why it's great to know there are places like City of Hope Cancer Center that are on a fast track with research to find a cure. With new approaches like immunotherapy that use the body's own immune system to fight cancer. And they're helping create new drugs like Herceptin or Rituxan that are saving lives everywhere, every day. Now that's something to sing about. For more information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
PetSmart brings you smart savings.
Dogs have a great sense of smell. As a matter of fact, they can smell things we can't. But when it comes to sniffing out a sale on dog food, that's where we've got them beat.
During PetSmart's Big Brand Savings event, you can save up to 20% on hundreds of items with your Pet Perk Savings Card, like $2 off on any 20-pound bag of Iams dog food. Saving money on your pet's food. That's smart. PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Time.
7:55, 5 minutes away from 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Mason Tavern on the line with me. We're talking about Amendment 44. Mason is the director of Safer Alternative for Enjoyable Recreation. All right, Mason, let's see if we can squeeze in one more phone call. And we'll go to Audrey in Roxborough. Audrey, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi there, Jay.
Hi.
You know what? This is just a topic that drives me crazy, so I finally had to call in. First of all, let's point out that not everything we inhale into our lungs is bad for us. Think about asthmatics, and they have inhalers that they use all the time.
Well,
I'm not equating pot with that, but nevertheless, I think that's a leap to say that. And in terms of the cigarette thing, people smoke 20 cigarettes a day. I really don't think people smoke 20 joints a day. But anyway, that's not why I called in. Let me tell you a story. And I want to put it in this context. I think it's time we really looked at why is the government so behind banning pot? Because it's bizarre. Do you know that something like 50% of the people in prison are there for drug crimes, and of those drug crimes, many of them are marijuana crimes? And we pay like $35,000 a year per prisoner. It's just absolutely irrational.
All right, let's let Mason address it. Mason?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think Audrey brings up a good point insofar as the burden that this puts on our criminal justice system. Now, I don't want to be disingenuous and suggest that by passing our law we're going to keep people out of jail, because the people who are generally in jail are there on a lot stiffer penalties, possession of a lot more or distribution and so on. But she brings up a good point in that this is an unnecessary burden on our criminal justice system, and there are many people who do go to prison not as a result of necessarily marijuana directly, but let's say they're out on parole or probation, and now, they're in many cases able to go out and drink to their hearts and content. These are possibly former violent offenders who are being given the green light to drink, but are told that if they get caught with marijuana coming up in their UAs, then they're going back to jail.
All right, I got to step in here because I'm out of time. Audrey, thank you so much. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Thank you. And Mason, thank you very much. People can go to saferchoice.org to find out more. I voted for Amendment 44, and I urge everybody else to do the same. Mason, thanks for giving us an hour.
Thank you so much, Jay. I appreciate it.
Okay, you got it, buddy. All right, that's it for this hour. We got Media Matters for America coming up. We're going to talk to Angie Piccioni. We're going to talk to Jay Fawcett. We got a whole lot going on. Don't run off.
His music has a message. The U.S. versus John Lennon. Listen to the soundtrack on demand on AM760.net. Congress is out of control. Corruption, bribery, the Iraq mess, cuts to veterans benefits. Now a congressman preying on 16-year-old boys. This is Marilyn Musgrave's Congress. Musgrave, linked to the biggest scandals and named one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress. Now when the politicians sweep the Mark Foley congressional page scandal under the rug, Marilyn Musgrave is silent. We need change. We need a principled leader who will stand up to powerful politicians. Angie Piccioni.
I say enough is enough. Marilyn Musgrave is using every trick in the book to distract you from the real issues. She's attacked me on a 15-year-old bankruptcy, but her big spending is bankrupting America. Marilyn attacked my personal finances, but voted to raise her own pay. I passed tough immigration laws. What has she done? Cut border patrols. I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message because if Marilyn Musgrave keeps lying about my record, I'll keep telling the truth about hers.
Paid for by Angie Piccioni for Congress. Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. It's a new mystery for medical detectives. How did so many people in so many states come down with food poisoning?
I'm Pete Combs in Atlanta. Researchers at the Centers for Disease Control say salmonella outbreaks are pretty common. They see about 40 cases every month. But Dave Daigle at the CDC says this one is alarming.
Right now, we have 172 cases over 18 different states.
Daigle says this is a rather common form of salmonella. Not fatal, but it can make you feel pretty miserable. So the hunt is on now for a cause.
It'll be critical to find out exactly what that food is. And then, of course, the FDA, who's working with us, they begin the trace back investigation to find out how it became contaminated.
Pete Combs, CBS News, Atlanta.
Celebrations broke out in Baghdad's Sadr City slum district a few hours ago as joint American and Iraqi checkpoints began coming down. Los Angeles Times correspondent Borzu Daragahi says the move by Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is a slap at Washington and a concession to anti-American Shiites.
Maliki is trying to flex some muscle. He has nothing to lose, essentially. These are his supporters. He's having an ongoing and very public spat with the U.S.
Removing the barricades could complicate efforts to find a kidnapped American soldier who may be held in Sadr City. The Supreme Court is set to hear arguments this hour in an Oregon case that led to an $80 million judgment against a big tobacco company. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnetto.
When Mayola Williams told her husband Jesse, "Cigarettes kill," he replied, "That's not what Philip Morris says.
You trust those people that sell it to you."
When he got lung cancer,
he became angry and upset.
After he died, a jury here awarded $80 million in punitive damages. It had been told to consider the company's conduct toward all Oregon smokers. The Supreme Court now must decide if that's proper. Lawyer Thomas Brown, representing businesses here, wants to see clear rules and limits.
That predictability allows businesses to understand their risks of conducting business.
Barry Bagnetto, CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
North Korea has agreed to return to six-party talks on its nuclear weapons program. At the White House a short time ago, President Bush hailed the news, but State Department official Christopher Hill in Beijing says resolving the dispute depends on ending the program.
Whether we succeed in resolving it will depend to some extent on their cooperation to get out of these illicit activities.
Here at home, the FAA is trying to find out how and why a Continental Airlines pilot landed on a Newark Airport taxiway instead of a nearby runway. FAA spokesman Jim Peters.
The aircraft landed safely on a taxiway and then was crossed over the active runway with the proper clearance from controllers and taxi to the ramp.
163 people were aboard the flight from Orlando. No one was hurt. Continental has grounded the pilot and co-pilot until the investigation is finished. In early Wall Street trading, Dow Industrials are ahead a little less than 3 points. NASDAQ is up a little more than six. This is CBS News.
Dear Gold Bond, I'm a nurse, and washing my hands all day makes my skin raw.
Here's a real letter from Victoria of Connecticut about our ultimate healing lotion.
What a wonderful product. I feel it working even after I've washed my hands.
Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion penetrates fast to help heal rough, cracked skin with 7 intensive moisturizers plus 3 vitamins. It's long-lasting, too.
It works better than any lotion I've ever used.
Can your lotion do that? Gold Bond Ultimate Healing Lotion.
This stuff really works.
Tiger Balm presents football superstar Jerry Rice.
Foxtrot.
I can't believe I'm dancing with Jerry Rice.
I can't believe dancing is as hard as playing wide receiver.
Tango.
I'm sorry.
You okay?
Yeah, how do you manage all the aches and pain?
Tiger Balm.
Really?
Tiger Balm works fast and lasts a long time.
Samba.
Whoa. Oh, sorry, I'm such a klutz.
Maybe we should stop.
No, just get me some Tiger Balm.
You sure?
Just get me the Tiger Balm.
If you suffer from aches and pains, go for the balm. Tiger Balm. Now in a convenient, easy-to-apply patch. At drugstores, mass discount stores, supermarkets, and health food stores everywhere.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Lieutenant Chuck Harris says keep safety in mind tonight for trick-or-treaters.
We want the parents and the kids to be mindful about the types of costumes so that there's some type of reflective material on them somewhere that will help drivers see them when they're walking close to the street or crossing the streets.
Stay alert, drive defensively, and be aware of youngsters making their rounds. As we head into Halloween, don't head to jail either.
There are 46 local police and sheriff departments, including the Colorado State Patrol, and they're going to be out doing saturation patrols and significant DUI enforcement efforts.
Stacy Stegman with the Department of Transportation. Good news, bad news with gas prices.
We're not looking at any dramatic changes in the prices one way or another.
AAA's Randy Bly, average price in Colorado, $2.26 for a gallon of regular. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Give yourself extra time for your drive on 225 in Aurora. Southbound really loaded up at Colfax due to a crash, and we're jammed up all lanes again further down at Parker for your drive through the tech center. Nothing new for I-70, just heavy traffic eastbound I-25. Got a new problem, though, northbound 25 at 104th. South of the city, watch out for that snag, northbound 25 at Wolfensberger. We have crash cleanup and a patchy fog, but an issue for that area near Castle Rock and down to the Springs. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, cold and cloudy this morning, turning mostly sunny by afternoon, high of 41, currently 27. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
When it comes to USDA choice beef, market fresh seafood, and all your favorite fresh fruits and vegetables, King Supers is the right store with the right price. This week, don't miss asparagus at just $1.99 a pound. Now at your neighborhood King Supers.
Put your business on the radio. Buy our unsold commercials and save. Visit customersarelistening.com and pick from several radio stations you think your customers are listening to. Visit customersarelistening.com now. That's customersarelistening.com.
An Inconvenient Truth is out on DVD November 21st. The video station in Boulder wants you to have a chance to see this important documentary for free. Make your reservations before the 20th and get a free night's rental. For details, call 303-440-4448 or stop by the video station in Boulder.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong.
Seven minutes after 8, AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you missed the last hour and the debate on Amendment 44, you can access it via podcast at am760.net. High today, 41. Says partly sunny, but it's kind of gloomy out there. Here's somebody who's not gloomy. His district is in play, and he's running a hell of a campaign. And I'm talking about the one and only Jay Fawcett. And Jay, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Jeff, doing great. 7 days to go.
7 days to go, and things are really heating up in Congressional District 5 for you. You're getting a lot of attention. The Democratic Party has indicated that this may be that this is a district that that is in play, and you've got Dick Cheney coming there to campaign for Lamborn.
I got to tell you, I think they're getting a little nervous, Jay.
Yeah, I'd say so.
I'll tell you, there's been a run down here on Day-Glo orange hunting clothes. Everybody wants to be prepared when the vice president arrives.
I would just stay out of his way, I think, and probably be the bigger thing. Your opponent, Lamborn, obviously backs the administration about Iraq. And I would be interested in his latest his reaction to the latest news out of Iraq. The Prime Minister Maliki on yesterday, ordered the lifting of joint U.S.-Iraqi military checkpoints around the Shiite stronghold of Sadr City and other parts of Baghdad, another apparent move to assert his authority with the army and appeal to his Shiite base. We were caught totally off guard by this move. Wonder what his reaction to that would be.
Well, it's probably pretty much what it was last night when we debated on the air on another show, which was to look at me and stare at me. He doesn't have a lot of good responses, Jay, and I'll tell you, that's what's hurting right now. When he gets afraid, his track record in this state is he starts with the attack ads and he keeps going, and he doesn't let the truth stop him, and that's what we're having now. He actually released an ad that said that I supported people who denigrated the deaths of American troops in Iraq. Now, I have a little problem with somebody saying that about me who's never served. And when I asked him last night why he's never served, he wouldn't answer. He didn't have an answer. And I said, Peace Corps, military, you never served. His response to me was, well, you've never cast a vote in the state legislature. Yeah, that's a good response. Look, we're right at the point of the battle, Jay, where it's called the culminating point in military doctrine. This is where everything is ready to pitch to victory. And that's why we have to get out the Democratic base. Now, this is it. This is the point. We tip it over, we keep going, and we just run this guy right out of the campaign.
It's just amazing to me that you ask him these questions, and he has no answer.
Well, you can go online to either YouTube or our website, and you can see him at debates. He has the same problem. He doesn't do well when he has to move off from his prepared notes. Last night, he opened and closed with the same comments, even though during the course of the evening we had discussed why some of those were wrong, and he agreed. I'm a little confused here. Does the man not understand how to learn? Does he not understand how to think? But you know what? The challenge is that he is so scared that we're starting to see some of the mobilization of the Republican base, people that will vote for him no matter what, just because he has an R after his name. So we, the Democrats, the independents, and the real Republicans have to get out there and beat this guy. And the only way we're going to do it is on the ground, 7 days to go, get your friends, get your neighbors, get their dogs and cats out. We got to get everybody mobilized out in the field, moving out, and going to the voting booths.
How's your ground game going there in the Springs?
Picking up every day. You know, it's part of telling people that they have to contribute, they have to participate, because if they don't, they're going to get another 2 years of what we've been seeing in Washington. You know, it's so bad down here that the Republicans have stopped talking about who's the more qualified candidate. Now, their message is, well, Fawcett's probably more qualified, but if you elect him, you get Nancy Pelosi. Now, there's a great argument for voting for Doug Lamborn.
Yeah, an old trick, too.
Oh, yeah. Lamborn hides behind fear, hate, and a false piety that he has, but he never goes out and talks to anybody. He's the stealth candidate. You know, he said last night, well, I've talked to TV stations about having another series of debates. Well, we haven't been able to find one of those TV stations yet. We'll keep looking. I'm sure he talked to somebody. Maybe some kid who's got a TV show in his basement. I don't know.
Colorado Springs Gazette, which has a policy of not endorsing candidates, but they did question whether or not the GOP deserves to be out of power in Monday's opinion section, and that's edging up as close to the line of endorsing you as they possibly can do. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. It's absolutely as close as they can get. And, Jay, it comes back again to this argument of who's the more qualified candidate. You know, you can't find anybody who will say Doug is more qualified than I. What you'll find, even when you talk to hardcore Republicans, is, well, gee, he's a Republican, so I guess I have to vote for him. No, you don't. Make a point. Send a message. get out, vote. You know, we can do this. We can send a message to Washington that clearly says we're not going to put up with the irregular culture of corruption that we've seen in the last 6 years. It's over.
What kind of reaction do you get when you're out there walking the neighborhoods, when you're knocking on doors, and you do encounter these very, very, I would just put it, you encounter the Republican base. What do they usually say to you?
Well, I'll tell you, let me give you an example of a discussion I had at a local restaurant the other morning. I try to get out in the mornings and at lunchtime just to hit the local streets around places like Starbucks and coffee shops and restaurants. And I was in a place at breakfast the other day, and I was talking to a woman, and she said, "I'm voting Republican. I'm sticking with it." And I said, "Well, how's that working for you?" She says, "It's working great for me. The economy's in great shape, and Bill Clinton is responsible for the war in Iraq." I had to blink a couple times, and I thanked her and wished her a good breakfast, because there's no reasoning with that. You have to understand that there's a certain percentage of the Republican base that refuses to acknowledge that it's the candidate, not the party. And you can't argue with those folks, and you can't be rude to them. That's just how they are.
Yeah, in the end, when you break it down, I mean, when you break down all these races across the country, it's what people should vote for who they expect will best represent their views for their district, not necessarily where they'll stand in the whole party structure, and who can do the best job of standing up for your congressional district there, CD5, and when it comes to complicated things like foreign policy and domestic policy, it seems to me that Mr. Lamborn doesn't demonstrate much of a grasp.
Well, let me give you another example. Last night during the commercial break, I was explaining to him why having contractors on the battlefield is a dangerous thing. He didn't understand. He had never actually thought of the fact that if contractors get in trouble, active duty troops have to go get them out of trouble. So by being there and by being in places where they shouldn't be, contractors can contribute to the danger of American soldiers. He had no idea what I was talking about until I explained it to him and walked him through every part. And his response then was, "Well, they're there doing a job." Okay, Doug, but you're still talking about outsourcing war, and it's a bad idea because it puts people in very dangerous situations and then demands that our military, our young men and women, go get them out of bad situations. So he doesn't understand that. You're absolutely right.
But who did he think was going to go get them if they're injured?
You know, what he was focusing on was, well, they're Americans and they were killed. Well, but you don't know that until you send out the rescue troops, and they try to get there in time so they're not dead. He just couldn't seem to make that connection.
Well, that's pretty scary.
Well, yeah, this is a man who says he wants to sit on the House Armed Services Committee. This is a man who has a letter from Denny Hastert saying that he's going to support him for that. That's why this election is crucial, Jay. That's why we have to change this, and that's why, you know, now that the Republicans are looking at this race, they're scared. They're sending Dick Cheney out here. You know, they've only got one bigger gun, George Bush. They're sending Dick Cheney to what was considered a safe Republican seat. You remember when we first started talking, you were one of the first people that said, "Hey, this could happen." Remember that, Jay?
Oh, yeah, a long time ago.
Yeah. And since then, what have we seen? We have seen just pounding away at what was supposed to be a walk in the park for whoever won the Republican primary. Well, Doug won, and there's a Denver Post poll out today that says that even though this guy has 94% name recognition, 94% of people know who he is, he still can't break 50% in a district that's 2-to-1 registered Republican to Democrat. What did I tell you? People know who he is, and they don't like him. They're afraid of him. They're afraid of him because he's afraid. He doesn't understand that leaders don't react to fear by lying and by throwing mud. Leaders react by solving problems.
We can't, for those of us up here, we can't see what goes on in the Colorado Springs market down there. Is he running, and is the RNC running attack ads against you?
Oh, yeah, they're piling on.
And what can they say about you? What have they possibly found to say about you?
I'm a liberal. It's a tax and spend Democrat. And if you elect Fawcett, you get Nancy Pelosi. Now, where is that? Where anywhere in there does it say that I'm not qualified to be in Congress? It doesn't. It's the old story. This is Karl Rove running the last race. And, yeah, I have Club for Growth, interesting group, under investigation. Right now they're being sued by the FEC. We have the Republican National Committee now on board. They sent out, in fact, a mailer as well as a commercial, and the mailer is clearly disputed. It's based on no facts, and it's clearly disputed by the videotapes of the first two debates. See, this is what the Republicans in this area don't understand, is that we videotape all this stuff and put it up on the net. So when I say my opponent's lying, it's not the usual politics of, yeah, you're lying, he's lying, whatever. It's, no, go to the video. Go to the replay. Take a look at it. And they don't get that, that when you say, well, Doug, this is a lie. Oh, no, that's not how I remember it. Well, Doug, you don't have to remember it. Go look at the video again. And he sort of stares at me. So that's what's happening in the market down here. We're getting a lot of pile on, and it's kind of interesting because I've had people talking to me now, and they're saying, you know, I really like your ad. It's really to the point. It gets a message across. And what's up with all the attack stuff? Because people have just tuned it out. It's the usual attacks. Fawcett's a tax and spend liberal who'll go to Washington and support Nancy Pelosi, and the American country will be ruined.
You are on the air down there, though, right?
Oh, yeah. We're up, and that's why I say people have come up. And I was at a function totally separated from politics, actually, one of the rare ones last Friday night. But people were walking up to me and complimenting me on our commercial and our time and how much they appreciated us not contributing to the usual noise.
That's great. That's wonderful. And how's the – we've got a week left to go. How's the campaign cash holding out?
Well, we still need to get up on the air, and we need to stay there. So we'll make one more pitch for folks to
pitch in
and hit the website, FawcettForCongress.com. Like I said, Jay, this is in military terms, and I know I relate back to my early training, this is called the culminating point. This is where everything comes together on the battlefield, and whoever has that last push wins. That's where we are. So what I need is you and every Democrat and independent and Republican who cares about this country to contribute, to get out, to help get out the vote. That's what we're talking about here. Call the office, volunteer for a shift, walk neighborhoods. That's where we're at. We're at the culminating point right now, 7 days to go. And, you know, the Republicans can run as many attack ads as they want. We'll stay up on here just to show them we're not a bunch of wimps, because we aren't, and we'll still overwhelm them with the ground game.
Well, you got a lot of people's hopes riding with you. You know that. I mean, I don't have to say that to you. And you are by far and away the better candidate, and you are more qualified by far and away. And man, we just got to push this thing over the top. We just got to get it over the top. So I would urge anybody, even if you're not in Jay's district, go to his website, FawcettForCongress.com. Send him $25 right now. If you're in and around the Colorado Springs area, if you're in and around the Congressional District 5, get over there this weekend, get over there today, get over there tomorrow. Give him some help. Put in a couple hours. Do what you can. This guy deserves to go to Washington. What we need is rational, qualified leadership, and Jay Fawcett will present that. So, once again, it's FawcettForCongress.com. Kick in a little for Jay, and let's turn this country around. Jay, man, I don't know if we'll talk to you again before Tuesday or not, unless you just want to call up and talk again. But if we don't, I'll talk to you, I guess, after the election, and I guess I'll call you Congressman Fawcett.
I certainly hope so, and I fully anticipate we'll do a live remote from Washington, D.C.
You know what, man? I'm up to go any place, any time with you, my pal.
Okay, Jay. You got it.
All right. Take care, Jay.
You too, and thanks for all your support. I really appreciate it. You've been here since the beginning, man.
You got it 100%, wall to wall, brother.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye, Jay.
There's Jay Fawcett. Wonderful guy. Wonderful guy. You know, if you're in and around the Springs, come on, let's go, and let's help this guy out. Even if you're not in the Springs, FawcettForCongress.com. We got so many good people running here. We've got Jay Fawcett. We've got Bill Winter. We've got Ed Perlmutter. We've got Angie Piccioni, who we'll talk to coming up next. We've got Bill Ritter running for governor. We got Ken Gordon for Secretary of State. We got Barbara O'Brien. We got so many good people running. You know what? It is time that we flex muscle. It's time that we be heard. Democrats, Republicans, independents, we need to go to the polls, and we need to push for change, because clearly what's going on in this country isn't working, and we need to change things. And it's guys like Jay Fawcett, and it's guys like Ed Perlmutter, and it's guys, it's people like Bill Ritter, and it's people like Angie Piccioni, and it's people like John Salazar. These
are CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Way across Aurora due to a crash at Colfax, rush conditions at the DTC. And outside the city, I-25 still a tough drive from Wolfensburger to Founders Parkway. We have lots of orange cones in the area and, of course, a wreck in the cleanup on the northbound side. Weather today, cold and cloudy this morning, turning mostly sunny by afternoon, high of 41, currently 27. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
The math is easy at Kohl's half-price sale. You'll find 50% off hundreds of items throughout the store. This Wednesday only, shop extended hours from 7 a.m. to midnight. The Kohl's half-price sale this Wednesday only. Kohl's, expect great things.
AM 760 listeners know where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies on the Blue List include Bauhaus Doggy Daycare, Investment Protection Service, and Luis Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the Blue List and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
I'm Fern O'Brien. As a litigator, I want tough settlements from deadbeats. As a business attorney, I negotiated fair deals for energy and affordable housing. As Attorney General, I'll be a tough, strong, proactive leader for all Coloradans. As Attorney General, I will be your advocate, protecting children and seniors, fighting for consumers and businesses, and safeguarding our land, air, and water.
Fern O'Brien, tough, strong, proactive Democrat. Vote O'Brien for Attorney General.
I'm Fern O'Brien, and I approve this message.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Have you ever wondered what life is like for Al Franken? Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in the Boulder Weekly on Tuesday, November 1st and Wednesday, November 2nd at the Boulder Theater. It's the movie premiere of Al Franken, God Spoke. Learn what it's really like to be a progressive icon. Progressive Club members, look for our upcoming email giving you a special members-only discount on tickets.
Not a progressive member?
Register now and get more information on AM760.net.
Good morning, morning, 827, 27 minutes after 8. High today, 41. Partly sunny skies. This show available on podcast at am760.net. And let's go to Bob in Monument for a brief here. Bob, you're on AM760. Go ahead.
Hi, Jay. I just want to back up what Jay's doing. I'm a precinct captain on the west side of Colorado Springs for the Democrat Party. And I'm working with a couple other precinct captains. We're getting a huge crossover expression from GOP women, unaffiliated voters who are women, and a large turnout, especially among the Democrats and unaffiliated voters. And a lot of those people don't vote outside election years, and they're expressing a lot of motivation for trying to get them to vote early, et cetera. Now, the biggest thing is, though, I want to see is that even strong Republicans, males, have expressed open disgust about the government. And this is when we are walking the streets back in the summer, when I'm calling people, even Republicans, they're thanking me for calling. We're being very respectful. We're just asking if they're going to vote. We're asking if they're going to split their ticket or whatever. First thing is, I don't think Colorado Springs has seen a Democrat Party move with strong, as far as giving them a choice with really good candidates. And the second thing is, there is genuine disgust. And we're expecting a big surprise. We really are. Now, whether it's the first time it's competitive, but I think Anna Lord's going to get elected. I think Merrifield's going to get reelected in the state. I think Keely Mars is going to show up in the Senate race, and I think Morse is going to get elected.
God, I can't believe Keely Mars would not win. How could you vote for Schultes?
Well,
how could anybody?
But Keely, I know her personally. She is walking every day, and she is getting a huge turnover, and people are respecting. So it's coming down to old-fashioned, finally get motivated, put your feet on the sidewalk, call, make your phone calls, be respectful, and it's really shown up. Now, Jay, he's a great standard bearer. He has been out there, and people, we've put a wrap around him. Now, I think the biggest final telling is Beaupre has only got a 5-point lead in that district for governor. That shows you the crossover. That shows you the coattails, but the coattails are going up, not down. And I think you're going to be very surprised here. And I think,
you know what, look. We have Republican listeners out there. We have a few.
Right.
I think if they take a good hard look at the issues, I think if they really can get themselves past the scare techniques,
right,
get past the hysteria,
right,
and they really want rational, well-thought-out ideas on how to deal with things and put people in office who are experienced, then they will cast their votes for Jay Fawcett down there. They will cast their votes for Democratic candidates because we need desperately in this country a change of direction. These people have had control of the Congress since 1994, and look where we are. Look at the amount of people who have had to leave in disgrace. Look at what has been going on here. We need to definitely get a change. We need to get a change, Bob. And
yes,
you know what?
Jay
Fawcett represents that change.
And I know Jay. I've met him personally. He's a stand-up guy, and he's run a campaign against Lamborn that has really showed how bad this person is as an elected official. Just a horrible, you know, representation of the area. And I think that's the end, that people know that this is not what they want to be represented by.
Well, you know, I certainly hope so. Bob, thank you, man. Thanks for being out there and getting involved.
All right, bye.
You rule. Okay, it's 8:31, 31 minutes in front of, or 31 minutes past the hour, by the way. And coming up next, the next congressman from the 4th Congressional District, our buddy Angie Piccioni, coming up here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Gina, you got the traffic?
Yep, Jay, nothing new right now for the Metro. It's still packed getting into downtown along I-25. Southbound 225, we've been experiencing some fallout there to an earlier wreck at Colfax. A car being cleared off of northbound I-25 at 104th. That was actually a car fire. No relief yet for eastbounders. C-470 loaded up through Highlands Ranch as is 6th Ave approaching the interstate. Boulder Turnpike, very busy now, both directions. Watch out for that westbound at Sheridan, eastbound at Federal, but no major back.
Travelocity presents the Gigantenormous Sale.
Holiday, here I come.
Save $100 instantly on your vacation.
Smashing.
Plus, get $200 off your next one.
Cha-ching, bada-bing.
Hurry, save up to $300.
300 buckaroos? That's mucho moolah.
Book now. Sale ends November 16th. Restrictions apply. For details and other great deals, visit Travelocity.com. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhoads at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities. Or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote. Paid for by AARP.
Are you in sales or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business. Up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-600-6591. That's 1-800-600-6591. 1-800-600-6591.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:35, 35 minutes past the hour. High today, 41, partly sunny, AM 760 Progressive Talk, although it's pretty cloudy out there. Now, let me introduce you to the next congresswoman from Congressional District 4. Here's Angie Piccioni. Angie, good morning and welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much. And from your lips to God's ears, let's make this thing happen.
We are going to make it happen. Now, I got to play something for you. This is from Progress Now's actions. Progress Now actions. Ben Gelt asking Marilyn Musgrave a question in Sterling, Colorado. See if you can hear this. We're going to play it.
Okay.
We're here in Fort Morgan, Colorado, at a Republican rally featuring Representative Marilyn Musgrave. We were hoping to ask her a couple of questions, but it appears that she has slipped out the back in order to avoid us. Now we're going to be on our way up to Sterling to see if we can't catch her there. Congresswoman, can I ask you a couple of questions, please? Excuse me, Congresswoman, can I ask you a couple questions, please? I'd like to know if you had a choice between saving a soldier's life or preventing a gay marriage, which one you would stop? Congresswoman? This is a question from an undecided voter in your district. Would you like to answer it, miss? Congresswoman Musgrave? No comment? Congresswoman, this is a question from a voter in your district. The voter would like to know, excuse us, if you had a choice between saving a soldier's life or preventing a gay marriage, which would you choose, Congresswoman? Congressman, are you aware of the current television ad featuring... Excuse me. Please don't touch me.
Please don't touch me. Get your hand off my property.
Congressman, there's an ad currently airing on television featuring a disabled vet. He indicates that you've received a zero rating from the Disabled American Veterans for the past 2 years. Would you like to comment on your lack of action, considering your rhetoric?
This is a public street. Sir, please don't touch.
Sir, this is a public street.
I don't give a damn what it is.
Sir, this is private property.
What do you want to do about it?
I don't want to do anything. What do you want to do about it?
Sir, this is a public street. We're here in Sterling. You might have just seen us trying to ask Representative Musgrave a question from one of her undecided constituents. She clearly refused to even speak to us. Her handlers had their hands on our face, hands on our bodies, very close to assault. She obviously is not responsive to her district.
All right, comment about that, Angie?
Yeah, you know, Marilyn's been... She's been cutting and running on her constituents for 4 years. You know, she just won't face the people. It's amazing how she always slips out the back door into an awaiting car and gets whisked away. It's like, are you really the congresswoman or not? I mean, you have a responsibility. When you're an elected official, you have a responsibility to the people you represent. Whether they like you or not, you have a responsibility to them. And you're supposed to be the adult, so to speak. You're supposed to be the one that's bigger than any, you know, controversy that somebody may have with you. It's a huge contrast between her style of leadership and mine, because I hold monthly town hall meetings, weekly breakfasts, where anybody can show up, anybody, and they do show up, which is great. And you have to be able to handle that. So she's a cut and runner for sure.
You know, I heard at the debate that she bust in all these kids from Colorado Springs.
Yes.
That she tried to get Michael Schiavo arrested.
Yes.
That because he wanted to sit.
Yes.
in front of her, and then the editor of the paper there, the Coloradan, that he yes. participated in all of this.
Yes, you know, Bob Moore, who was the editor, he was one of the organizers of the event, and I know he was trying to keep the peace and trying not to, you know, have a disturbance. I can appreciate that, but you can't kick anybody out of a public meeting. And so, you know, it's just a shame that she's become so desperate, and she cannot inspire any kind of enthusiasm. So she had to bus in these kids, these homeschooled kids from Colorado Springs, to fill her allotment of seats. There were about 990 people at that event. We probably had over 600 there, Jay. I mean, people have hope in my campaign. They see that there's a, you know, the possibility to put real leadership in Congress. And so everywhere we go, we get hundreds and hundreds of people who come to our events. And she gets, I heard that they had an event in Fort Morgan, her own town, just the other day with Bob Beaupre and Rick O'Donnell. And they only had like 40 people there.
Wow.
It's unbelievable, but, you know, it shows that the people are ready for change, and they're looking for a compelling alternative, and that's what I've been.
She's got George W. Bush coming in. Yes. How does that make you feel?
Well, it's great. I mean, his approval rating in this district, which is one of the districts in which his approval has usually been really high, it's only about 40%. So, you know, if she wants to only get 40% of the vote, you know, bring him in. But it shows how desperate they are. It shows, true, that they... that they know that they're in a fight for their life. You know, if you're bringing the president back to Colorado for you, you know that she's in trouble. And across the country, the GOP has been trying to do their best to preserve those seats that should be safe. But nothing's safe this year because, you know, the GOP, the Republican Party that's in leadership, has failed our country. They've failed on every single measure, Jay. You know,
they really have. And when you're out walking the streets, when you're out talking to people, I mean, do you hear this in your district?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And these latest ads that are so despicable that Marilyn has up, it's just backfiring on her. People are so frustrated and so fed up with the kinds of tactics that she's using. She hasn't once, and you know, she's been in Congress for 4 years, not one commercial that says, here's why I should go back, here's why you should reelect me. It's all smear and fear. Smear and fear.
Yeah, I made the comment on the air here last week. If you had just parachuted into that district and were looking around and turned on the television set and saw one of her ads or saw a number of her ads, you really wouldn't have any idea what she stands for.
Oh, yeah, not at all. Not at all. Because she can't run on her record. She's got one record. It's a broken record, and that's the Federal Marriage Amendment. That's the only thing that she has focused on. And in fact, as you know, she said it's the most important issue facing America. She's so out of touch that the people are now rejecting her. And we're going to see a victory in November 7th.
Why would she make a statement like that, do you think? Is she trying to play to her base there? Is it because she has no other place to go? Or?
Well, you know, I hope so, because I can't imagine a congressperson who would actually believe that, but you have to go by her actions. And in the 4 years she's been in Congress, that's the only thing she's really focused on. And actually, Jay, when she was in the State House and the State Senate, that was the only thing she focused on. So even if she says, oh, it was taken out of context, you know, Scripture says, and you know I'm a believer, Scripture says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. That's all she talks about when she's in her confines. Put her on the campaign trail, and she has nothing to say.
Yeah, her religion gets a lot of play, and yet yours doesn't seem to. Does that bother you?
What's that?
That her religion gets a lot of play, that she parades herself off as being a quote-unquote Christian.
Yeah.
And people don't know that about you, and I constantly tell people, well, Angie's very religious.
You bet, absolutely. And, you know, I think it's because, I really truly believe this, it's not just a soundbite, that I believe that you should live your faith, not legislate it. And so for me, it doesn't enter the realm of legislation, and it shouldn't. I believe in the separation of church and state, you know, and so, you know, I talk about it on the stump as much as I need to, but I don't, you know, I don't want to do the very thing I criticize her for doing, which is, you know, trying to legislate who she is. And so, you know, I don't mind that it isn't, because in the end, actions speak a whole lot louder than words. And if you follow my actions, you'll see who really reflects what I think is the true Christianity.
How's your ground game going up there? We had a pretty good time up there last Saturday, and there would seem to be a lot of people, and you seem to be running a pretty effective ground game there.
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. It's truly, you know, I hate to brag, but it's one of the best in the country. We've got hundreds of people that are working for us. We've knocked on the door of every single independent voter in Loveland, Longmont, Greeley, and Fort Collins, and we're up to round two now. Every single independent voter in those four cities. That's amazing.
And how's the reception?
Oh, it's tremendous. Tremendous. I mean, in some parts of the cities, it's like 10 to 1 where the independents say, yeah, I'm voting for Angie, or I've already voted for Angie. And even in Greeley, we have a lead in Greeley for independent voters. So, you know, it's great. And, you know, we've got the big kickoff this coming Friday.
I'll be there.
I know. I'm so pleased. You're going to be our guest of honor.
And, I don't know about that. I'm going to show up. Mary and I are going to show up.
I'm just so pleased. And, you know, we have some help coming in from outside. Diana DeGette's going to come up, and three congresswomen are coming in, Congresswoman Solis, Congresswoman Diane Watson, and Barbara Lee, all from California. And they've been big supporters of mine, and they're coming in to help rally the troops as well.
Well, Angie, I don't know how anybody couldn't be a supporter of yours. You're larger than life, and you're just a positive, you know, get the job done human being, and you're exactly what we need in Congress.
I think so. I think I you know, just someone who will focus on what's right, not who's right, and really try to bring some creative solutions to the problems that we have. And it's time for this kind of a change, and I see it all across the country. I mean, there's some great, great Democratic candidates running for Congress, and so if we have the kind of wave that we think we're going to have, it's going to be phenomenal to have a new Congress in January with people who are really ready to work and get the job done. I mean, you know, the kinds of things that we've already laid out in terms of raising the minimum wage and taking bold steps toward energy independence and implementing the 9/11 Commission recommendations. I mean, we've got some great plans, and can't wait to get started on those.
Yeah, and work out these problems this country has with health care, too. And
yes, absolutely.
Immigration and Iraq.
I'm telling you, Jay, they haven't done anything.
No.
Pick an area, and the Republicans have failed. Every single area, education, health care, you know, keeping our borders secure, there's no place where I see that they have succeeded in the last 6 years or the last 4 years, and the people know that, too.
Yep, I think that's absolutely true.
Yeah.
All right, if you are in and around the 4th Congressional District, get on over to Angie Piccioni's campaign headquarters, help out. We had a blast last Saturday doing it, and we'll see you up there on Friday night.
Friday at 6 o'clock
at
the headquarters on 606 South Mason. And, Jay, you know, we still need money. I mean, we're still trying to keep our ads up on TV. We got a new ad that just came up. I don't know if you've seen it yet.
No, I haven't.
Pointing out the fact that Maryland is one of the 13 most corrupt members of Congress and that we need change. So, you know, send people to the website, Angie2006.com, and make a contribution. We've got great web contributions from America Blog and from Daily Coast. We've been around the country, people are recognizing that this is a race that we can win.
Yep, absolutely. So please, everybody, go to Angie2006.com, kick in some money, help Angie put it over the top. And Angie, good to talk to you, and I'll see you Friday
evening.
See you
Friday.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Jay.
See you later.
All right, bye-bye.
She is larger than life. I just really love her. We have a historic moment once again to really, really, really take our country back and really get control of things. So get out there and give Angie a hand. Angie2006.com. $25. Come on, you can do it. $25. If we all band together, $25, we can do it. You know, spend $50. Look, spend $50 today. $25 to Angie. $25 to Jay Fawcett. Okay? And get out there and volunteer. It'll make you feel so good. 8:48. It's 48 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you missed any of that interview, you can get it on podcast at am760.net. Right now, traffic with Gina.
Jay, watch out for our latest problem now. Southbound lanes of I-25 right near 112. Now, that's not going to be good for you considering that we are jammed up through that usual Thornton North Glen stretch. We've also got a wreck on the northbound side, actually a car fire that fire is trying to clear at 104th. Outside the city, I-25 has been problems for us all morning. Patchy fog from Colorado Springs to the Evergreen exit. They were clearing out a wreck on the northbound side at Wolfensburger. Also want you to keep top of mind that police are going to be out in force throughout the metro area today and tonight for Halloween checkpoint saturation patrols for DUI. Weather today, cold and cloudy this morning, turning mostly sunny by afternoon, high of 41, currently 25. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For everything you need to make Halloween night just right, head to Spooky Central at Walmart, your one-stop
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
An Inconvenient Truth is out on DVD November 21st. The video station in Boulder wants you to have a chance to see this important documentary for free. Make your reservations before the 20th and get a free night's rental. For details, call 303-440-4448 or stop by the video station in Boulder.
A nutcracker transforms into a prince. A young girl becomes a princess. Snowflakes and flowers dance. It's time for one of the holiday's greatest family traditions. Experience the Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker, coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th for two exclusive performances only. Buy your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or log on to DenverNutcracker.com. The Great Russian Nutcracker, an experience your family will never forget.
Paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
With no more mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000. In interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No more mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dream possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 800-880-5009.
This works. Call the number.
800-880-5009. 800-880-5009.
8:51. It's 9 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. I lied to you. I told you that Rocky's matching down incentive would be over at the end of October. Not the case. I went out there and found out that they've extended it. Why? Because people are using it and they like it, and you will too. $15,000. You put $1,500 down, and they'll put $1,500 down, and you got $3,000 down towards your next vehicle. And so that matching down incentive does continue past today, October the 31st. And you know what? Every vehicle on Rocky's lot has been winterized. You can drive away knowing that you're in top condition for another Colorado winter. It's also a great time to shop for a new all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, or four-wheel drive vehicle to help you get through the winter driving conditions. If you got caught in the snow last week and thought, well, you know, gee, this car's just not going to cut it. Well, Rocky's is the place to go. And stop by today and get a free jack-o'-lantern, get a free pumpkin, because they got them to give away, one per customer. Stop by and see my friends, the Alshears, Tom and Marv. They're out there, and also Freddie Labrato and Spanky and Gerard Menard and so many great people working out of Rocky's. They're out there to help you out. You can check them out online at RockysAutos.com. talk to Steve. He'll help you pre-apply for a car loan and see the inventory as well. Rocky's Autos, they're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. And they're open tonight until 9. But if you come a little bit after 9, they'll take care of you and things will be fine. So the matching down incentive is still going on. They got a great selection, over 600 late model used, clean used vehicles. And I just can't think of a better place to buy a car. Rocky's Autos, check them out, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Halloween is a time when local kids like to get out and have some fun. But fun may never come if you don't drive safely. Mountain View Doors in Parker reminds you to drive slowly and cautiously this season. Keep your eyes out for those little trick-or-treaters darting between cars. Mountain View Doors is working to keep this area safe this fall. This message is brought to you by Mountain View Doors. Call Mountain View Doors at 720-851-8094. That's 720-851-8094 for Mountain View Doors, the garage door specialist in Parker.
Landstar Logistics reminds area listeners that 80% of women under the age of 40 find the breast cancer themselves. Your knowledge and involvement can make all the difference for surviving the disease. Learn how to do monthly self-exams and get mammograms and clinical breast exams on a yearly basis. Armed with basic awareness, your chances of detecting cancer are better. This is from Landstar Logistics in Littleton. That's Landstar Logistics, continuing to support the fight against breast cancer. Landstar Logistics.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 8:54. It's 54 minutes past the hour. High today, 41, partly sunny. By the way, I don't know if you heard about this story. We talked about this some time ago with David Sirota. You know, that Harold Ford, that attack ad that the RNC ran in Tennessee in the Ford Corker race, and they have the one guy dressed up, he's got sunglasses on, and he talks about pornography. And we've talked about this before, about the fact that the Republican Party takes a lot of money from pornographers. They get a lot of contributions from pornographers, and a lot of these culture war groups, like Focus on the Family, James Dobson, Tony Perkins, Donald Wildman, these folks, they fail to stand up to their own party over taking money from people who produce what they supposedly don't like and don't want to have anything to do with. Well, it seems there's plenty of porn movie producer money to go around, and it turns out that the Republican National Committee is a regular recipient of political contributions from Nicholas T. Boyes. Now, he's the owner and CEO of Marina Pacific Distributors, one of the largest producers and distributors of gay porn in the United States. Now, see, I wonder if Marilyn Musgrave knows this. Marilyn, do you know this? That and has Marilyn taken any money from the RNC? Because they're taking money from porn producers. Nicholas T. Boyes, he's a CEO of Marina Pacific Distributors, one of the largest producers and distributors of gay porn in the United States. The recent article on Marina Pacific's new marketing campaign from XBiz, a porn industry trade sheet, notes that in addition to producing its own material, the company acts as a distribution house to hundreds of lines, mostly gay, 40 of which can be purchased only through MPD. The company actually seems to be a trendsetter in the industry. As Boyes recently noted, we have also modeled ourselves after a Fortune-style company. They are models of exceptional customer service. We have formed strategic alliances with our vendors and customers alike, offering them tools and marketing to assist them in succeeding with their business models. Our one-on-one interpersonal relationships have never been duplicated in the distribution industry, which is a... Which is according to what Boyes says, the FEC, the government, the Federal Election Campaign Commission, the site FEC.gov lists Boyes as contributing to the RNC three times in 2004 and two times in 2005. The NRCC got a little too, but only $250. The FEC records list Boyes as either self-employed or is the owner and CEO of NTB Incorporated, but a California Secretary of State's website lists Boyes NTB Incorporated, located at 7077 Vineland Avenue, which turns out to be the same address where Marina Pacific is located. So what we're talking about is here, we're talking about the hypocrisy of the RNC. We're talking about the hypocrisy of the Republican Party. We're talking about the hypocrisy of people like Marilyn Musgrave, who are out there trying to convince you about, gee, you know, what a great morals policewoman I am. And in reality, what she's doing is she's taking money from the RNC, and the RNC is taking money from porn producers. And, gee, you know, if you got a few minutes today, maybe you should call Marilyn Musgrave's campaign headquarters and ask her. Ask somebody working there, were they aware that Congressman Musgrave has taken money from porn producers? Because if she's gotten any money or any help from the RNC, that's porn money, folks. Coming up, Media Matters for America. Paul Walden.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Hey, it's your friendly energy propane here with... Jennifer from Springfield, right?
Propane, where do you do your best thinking?
Jennifer, I'd have to say the shower. Why, just the other day, I was thinking about how much people could save by switching to propane. You know, over time, propane water heaters can cost up to a third less to operate than electric ones.
Learn more about propane's lasting value at usepropane.com.
Propane. Exceptional energy.
I'm so busy at work, Dr. Phil, I don't have any time ever, and I wouldn't know where to look.
Well, don't just sit around whining about what you don't have. Go out and create what and who you wish was in your life. Look, don't dream, do. Don't want, get.
Match.com is working with Dr. Phil, and our members are loving his insight. For a limited time, Match.com will guarantee you'll find someone special within 6 months, or will give you 6 months free. Join Match.com today, the number one site for love. Visit Match.com for details.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Peter King, live at the Kennedy Space Center, a new lease on life for a scientific icon.
We are going to add a shuttle servicing mission to the Hubble Space Telescope to the shuttle's manifest to be flown before it retires. We anticipate.
NASA head Michael Griffin moments ago reversing a 2004 decision by his predecessor due to safety concerns after the Columbia accident. Well, Griffin says now shuttle crews have shown they can look for damage, get to a work site, and fix certain problems in space. Because they can't get to the International Space Station in an emergency.
That rescue option will consist of a shuttle waiting on the other pad.
The Hubble would die without new batteries and gyroscopes. It'll get those and other upgrades during the 2008 mission. I'm Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center. Now with more CBS News, here's Steve Kathan.
President Bush says he's pleased North Korea has agreed to return to six-party talks on its nuclear program, but he says U.N. sanctions still need to be enforced because of the country's nuclear test. In Iraq, happiness in a Shiite slum in Baghdad as Prime Minister Maliki lifts the week-long U.S. stranglehold there.
This is an extraordinary decision by the Prime Minister, and it raises more questions than it answers. I mean, American troops on the ground must be mystified when it so clearly opens up the city, as one officer put it to me, for anyone who wants it.
CBS's Lara Logan in Baghdad. 10 Iraqis were killed today in the capital when a suicide car bomber attacked a wedding. 170 people are sick in 18 states, and salmonella is to blame. Experts believe it's bad produce, but haven't found the source. CBS's Dr. Sean Kniff says that means everybody has to take precautions.
It's up to people out there to protect themselves. And you could do that by washing your hands, keeping your kitchen surfaces clean, and making sure that you cook your food thoroughly.
Last month, E. coli-tainted spinach killed 3 people and sickened more than 200. The smoke from an Oregon case has wafted all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court, considering today the huge jury awards against big tobacco.
Philip Morris argues a jury here in Oregon went overboard, ordering it to pay nearly $80 million. A key question, whether juries can consider harm done not only to a defendant, but to others outside the case. This state's highest court ruled this award was justified because the company engaged in fraud that hurt all smokers here. Mayola Williams, the widow of the defendant.
They want to continue their business without taking responsibility.
bills to for? The hurting and killing of other people.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
The FAA's got some big questions about a Continental Airlines flight that landed last Saturday night from Orlando.
Why the aircraft landed on the taxiway instead of the runway. To do that, we will need to talk to the carrier as well as the crew.
The FAA's Mike Peters says the mistake didn't cause any problems at Newark Liberty Airport, but could have. Taxiways at the airport are as long as runways, but only about half as wide. Wall Street right now, the Dow is ahead 13 points, and the NASDAQ is up 10. This is CBS News.
This Wednesday is Kohl's Half Price Sale, where great styles are half off throughout the store. I'm here with fashion stylist Alexa, chatting about great coats.
Why buy just a basic coat? Go for one in a fashion length this season.
Especially at half price.
For sure, treat them like an accessory. The fitted three-quarter length can dress up any outfit. Add a crop jacket to the mix this year, too. Very chic.
Very savvy at Kohl's Half Price Sale. Save 50% on fashion for you and your home this Wednesday only, from 7 a.m. to midnight at Kohl's. Expect great things.
If you've ever struggled with a sick kid while trying to get his temperature, you'll love the new temporal scanner by Exergen. It works like magic. Just press a button, gently scan your child's forehead, and get an accurate reading, just like that. It's safe, quick, effective, and used by doctors and premier hospitals. Imagine, no more sticking thermometers in ears or rears. You can even use it while your child is sleeping. The temporal scanner from Exergen, a better thermometer for your family, and the best money you'll ever spend. Available at the pharmacy, at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine stores.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update now. Lieutenant Chuck Harris says keep safety in mind tonight for trick-or-treaters.
We want the parents and the kids to be mindful about the types of costumes so that there's some type of reflective material on them somewhere that will help drivers see them when they're walking close to the street or crossing the streets.
Stay alert, drive defensively, and be aware of youngsters making their rounds. As we head into Halloween, don't head to jail either.
There are 46 local police and sheriff departments, including the Colorado State Patrol, and they're going to be out doing saturation patrols and significant DUI enforcement efforts.
Stacy Stegman with the Department of Transportation. Good news, bad news with gas prices.
We're not looking at any dramatic changes in the prices one way or another.
AAA's Randy Bly, average price in Colorado, $2.26 for a gallon of regular. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now, Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, we do have some setbacks for I-25 through Thornton North Glen. This wreck southbound, definitely hampering your commute there. It's in the left lane of the 112th Street Bridge. Still had a lot of stop and go back to 120th. Northbound was sluggish near 104th from an earlier issue. Boulder Turnpike westbound now bogged down due to a truck out with flat approaching Sheridan. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
You may not think of yourself as being affluent. You may not think of yourself as a high net worth investor, but it doesn't matter what kind of car you drive or the home you live in. If your investments are $500,000 or more, you're a high net worth investor. And one thing we know about you is that there are 8 common mistakes high net worth investors can make without even knowing it. We're Fisher Investments, and we've put together a special free report just for you. It's called the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them. It's yours free just for calling 1-800-771-6600. Just avoiding any one of these mistakes could help you better reach your goals now and over time. As your portfolio grows and changes, strategies need to grow and change. That's why this is valuable information you must see. For your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make and How to Avoid Them, pick up the phone now. Call 1-800-771-6601. That's 1-800-771-6601.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
It's to be partly sunny, but this has been cloudy all morning long. And it's time for a weekly visit with the Media Matters for America. You can check them out at mediamatters.org. And senior fellow, author, and all-around smart guy, Paul Waldman. Paul, good morning, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Where do you want to start? There's so much to get into here.
It's your show, Jay. You decide.
We might have to be here for an hour. Okay. let me start with one that's been bothering me here. It bothered me so much that I did something. Well, it bothers me so much that I sent ABC a couple of letters. Please explain to me what is going on with ABC. I guess they want to be the new Fox or something. This guy Halperin and his cracks about conservatives, and he's the head of the political unit, and is weighing in on this Michael J. Fox business, claiming that the media gives liberals a free ride. Talk a little bit about this.
Well, Mark Halperin is a person who's getting a higher profile. He's appearing on the air more, but he's an extremely influential figure in Washington journalism circles. He's the political director of ABC News. He has a new book out with a Washington Post reporter called The Way to Win that a lot of people in Washington are reading. And he's the editor of something called The Note, which is something that ABC News puts out online every day. It's kind of a tip sheet, and it is read religiously by people in Washington. And as he's going out and promoting his new book, he's making the rounds of all these conservative shows, like Bill O'Reilly's show and Sean Hannity's show, telling them how he thinks the media have a liberal bias and giving them all kinds of support for their talking points. Now, we put up an item about something that he said in regard to this whole controversy about Rush Limbaugh and Michael J. Fox. He came out and said that, you know, liberal entertainers used to get a free ride, but now they're not getting a free ride anymore, basically because when they inject themselves into the political scene, it's okay for them to be attacked the way they are. And, you know, in this whole controversy over Michael J. Fox, there's been this misconception, I think, in the way people talk about it, that somehow since he's taking a political stance and saying that you know, candidates who support embryonic stem cell research should be supported, which, by the way, he's done ads for Republicans and Democrats on this issue, that somehow it's okay to make fun of him the way Rush Limbaugh did for having Parkinson's disease. It's okay for Rush Limbaugh to sit there, you know, on his webcast and wave his arms around and make fun of Michael J. Fox's symptoms and claim that he's making them up and that he's acting. And there doesn't seem to be an ability to distinguish between arguing with somebody on the merits of the issue and saying, you know, that making fun of them for having a disease or. You know, this kind of harkens back to that Ann Coulter thing when she was attacking those 9/11 widows, saying that they were just playing up their victimhood and you weren't allowed to argue with them because they were 9/11 widows. And, of course, Ann Coulter was free to argue with them on the substance of what they said, and anyone's free to disagree with Michael J. Fox on the substance of his support for embryonic stem cell research. But what got people mad was the fact that Limbaugh was making fun of him. It's not because Limbaugh has a different opinion on stem cell research. He's perfectly free to have that. But to get back to Halperin, as I said, he's been making the rounds of all these different conservative talk shows, pushing his new book and telling them how you know they ABC News is going to try to explain to people how what kind of a liberal Nancy Pelosi is and how Halperin really believes that there is a liberal bias. And my favorite incredible mind spinning example of this, he went on Sean Hannity's show and repeated this story that they tell in his book where. For his proof of liberal bias, he says, well, imagine this. Imagine that there was a conservative group that all these big millionaires of conservatives gave a bunch of money to a group in the 2004 election that went out and spent all this money in support of John Kerry's, in support of George Bush's campaign. Well, the media would have been up in arms if that had happened. But it did happen, and they were supporting Kerry's campaign. It was a liberal group. As though this was something that just happened on the liberal side. And the truth, of course, we all remember, is that there were groups that did that for John Kerry, and there were groups that did that for George Bush, too. There's a group called Progress for America that spent something like $45 million in support of Bush. The Swift Boat Veterans for Truth were out there spending millions of dollars and getting all kinds of attention from news organizations like ABC for their false and slanderous claims against John Kerry. But somehow, Halperin forgot that and said, oh, well, you know, the fact that there was a liberal group doing this meant that it's evidence of liberal bias because they weren't being condemned by the media. It's this sort of strange myopia that I think that a lot of people in the media have internalized these kinds of complaints from Republicans. You know, Republicans have been screaming for so long that, oh, you know, the media is just out to get us, that people like Halperin go in front of people like Sean Hannity and Bill O'Reilly and say, yes, yes, you're all right. The media are liberal and they are out to get you, and we're going to try to do what we can to become more conservative.
Yeah. This is something that goes on. I mean, we talk about this, it seems like, every couple of weeks, if not every week, that they're wrapped in all of this conventional wisdom. So here's Halpern, who works in ABC News, out fronting this stuff, and I sent him an email saying that, number one, the argument about all of this was not over left or right. It was about somebody making light of somebody who has a terrible, terrible disease. And number two, that there were just as many, if not more, big-moneyed conservative organizations out there that were involved in the 2004 election cycle and suggesting that Mr. Halpern should do his homework. Of course, they never answered me, but I sent him an email about it. It's unbelievable that this guy holds this position in Washington and goes around pushing this stuff.
Yeah, and as I said, he's extremely influential, particularly with the note. You know, it's something that I'll admit I read it every day, and everybody in Washington does, and it's kind of the distillation of the conventional wisdom. And what you see there in that conventional wisdom is that, you know, Republicans are smart and strong, and Democrats are losers and weak and can't do anything right. And there's also an assumption that the media are in the Democrats' pocket, despite, you know, anyone who reads MediaMatters.org knows that every day we document literally dozens of things, instances of conservative misinformation floating through the mainstream media, and yet so many people within that media have just internalized that idea that yes, we have a liberal bias, and therefore we're going to bend over backwards to show conservatives that we're going to be even nicer to them, and we're going to bash Democrats, and we're going to, you know, If Mark Halpern, you know, he went on O'Reilly's show, he went on Sean Hannity's show, if he was making the rounds of places like your show or Al Franken's show or Ed Schultz's show, the conservatives would be screaming, look, there it is, there's the proof. He's going in front of these liberals and talking about how he's going to try to do a better job. That just shows you what kind of a bias the media have. But he doesn't seem to think there's a problem with going up to Sean Hannity and you know, telling him how he agrees with everything that Sean Hannity is saying about the media. And he's going to try to become turn ABC more conservative.
Yeah, well, let him go ahead and do it. You know, let him go ahead and turn ABC more conservative. I mean, what the hell? If that's the direction that they want to go in. But I got a feeling the country's moving away from them and moving in the other direction. All right, here's something about Limbaugh that we plucked off of CNN. Check this out.
Michael J. Fox is a very popular figure. We did a poll and asked people, do you have a favorable or an unfavorable opinion of him? Nationwide, 75% to 14 unfavorable. That is 75% favorable. And we compared Rush Limbaugh, who is critical of Michael J. Fox, though he apologized for his remarks. He's got a 26% favorable, 58% unfavorable. And even among Republicans, Michael Fox is better regarded than Rush Limbaugh.
How about that?
Yeah, well, you know, it's entirely possible that the race where this all came up is the Missouri Senate race between Claire McCaskill, who supports embryonic stem cell research, and Jim Talent, the Republican, who doesn't. It's been neck and neck the entire way, and if McCaskill ends up pulling it out, you know, a lot of people are going to conclude that it was because of Rush Limbaugh, that he swung this race to the Democrat. It's entirely possible. And, you know, hearing those kinds of negative opinions of Limbaugh, I think that's it's good that enough people are actually getting to know him. You know, part of the thing that Rush Limbaugh has been able to do over the years is to speak to his listeners, and the rest of America doesn't really have an idea of what goes on there. You know, and I know talking to people who saw this whole dust up, saw that video of him waving his arms around imitating Michael J. Fox, and just had this reaction like, my God, what a jerk. And it was the first exposure they may have had to Rush Limbaugh. You know, he's got a big audience, but most Americans don't listen to him. But I think it's a good thing for them to get to know just who he is and what kinds of hateful stuff he spews out over the radio every day.
Yeah, he's about 5 million listeners down, I think, from his peak at about 20. And speaking of him, here he is again. Limbaugh claimed there's a bias for RNC and critics, for the RNC ad, critics have deemed racist. Harold Ford has dated white women. What is up with this guy?
Yeah, well, by now everyone has heard about this ad in Tennessee that was run by the Republican Party with the young woman who says, Harold, I met you at the Playboy party. Call me. And, you know, when you air an ad like that in the South with a black candidate and a white woman talking about basically having sex with him, you know, everybody knows what kind of fears and emotions they're trying to stir up. But Limbaugh goes on his show and says, aha, I have discovered that Harold Ford has, in fact, dated a white woman. So there's nothing wrong with that ad. But, you know, of course, he's trying to stir up the same kinds of racist feelings that the ad was trying to do in the first place. But, you know, it's just another day in Rush Limbaugh's life.
Yeah. It's amazing anybody, and we've been over this, but it's amazing anybody can listen to him and take him seriously, or take any of those people seriously. Limbaugh, Hannity, Savage, when they all, they just don't deal in truth. And they make these inflammatory statements, and they put things out there that factually they can't back up.
Yeah, and you know, there's always going to be an audience for that kind of stuff. I mean, there's no denying it that as ugly and despicable as Rush Limbaugh gets, there are always going to be people who want to listen to him. But the rest of us don't have to take him seriously. And I think that that's one thing we can set as a goal. You know, I remember a few years back, I think it might have been a 2002 election, NBC News just brought Rush Limbaugh on election night to give his analysis. And they didn't bring on any liberals, of course. And you have to sort of shake your head and say, why are they treating this guy like he's a legitimate figure whose opinions need to be listened to? You know, people can listen to him if they choose on his radio show, but the rest of us don't have to treat him like he's anything but what he is, which is a hate monger.
Yeah. You know what? I would agree. I would agree 100%. But the media seems to have some desire to always do this. I mean, for instance, I never see it, but I just see it on the screen. But on CNN's America Morning, they have Bill Bennett on all the time.
Yeah, he's another
one, you know?
Well, he actually is an official CNN analyst. He goes on their shows all the time. He has a contract with them. And what you see again and again is these people like, and that's one of the striking things, you know, Bennett can make those controversial remarks about he could reduce crime by aborting every black baby. He can, you know, be discovered to write all these books about morals and morality, and then it turns out that he's a gambling addict who's spent hundreds of thousands of dollars at casinos. And after all that, he still gets a contract with CNN to go on. And I don't remember liberals who have those kinds of scandals in their past who get treated the same way by the mainstream media. Once you sin, if you're a liberal, that's it, you're done. But conservatives, it seems, can do almost anything. I mean, Rush Limbaugh is a perfect example. You know, there's a guy who went on the air talking about how people who use drugs don't deserve any sympathy, and then we find out that he is illegally purchasing massive quantities of prescription drugs, and it doesn't seem to affect his fans. It doesn't seem to affect the fact that the mainstream media treat him with legitimacy. It seems like if you're a conservative, there's almost nothing you can do wrong.
Yeah, how do you explain that?
You know, it's a mystery, and I think that that one of the things on the part of the mainstream media, you know, to get back to Mark Halperin, I think that they like to believe that they're sort of they don't even have a part in this process, that they're just outside observers. You know, they have a whole chapter in that book, The Way to Win, about Matt Drudge, in which they admit that Drudge is a liar and he makes things up, makes up stories, and he works very closely with the Republican Party. But yet, there's not even a hint of any kind of moral judgment to that. They act as though the fact that they take things that are on the Drudge Report and then put them on their news shows and send them out to millions of people as though that's not a decision that they might have to take some responsibility for, that the fact that Drudge is a liar and that he's, you know, infecting the public mind with that stuff, that they're not even a participant in that. Well, of course, he'd be of no importance if they didn't make him important. You know, the journalists have to take responsibility for the decisions that they make. And they make important decisions every day about what we see and what we hear and what we know. Yet too often they act as though they're not really making any decision, that they're just sort of outside observers, and when stories are out there, they're going to report them even if it turns out that they're false, and they don't have to bear any responsibility for that.
There's no accounting. Whereas 30 years ago, 34 years ago, there would be accounting. I mean, if you embarrassed yourself, if you got in trouble, you'd be through. You'd be finished. You wouldn't have a job. Now, you got a whole rogues gallery of people with all kinds of things. And no problem. You know what? As a matter of fact, it only serves to make them bigger names.
Yeah, you're right. And you know, there are a lot of fantastic things that have come out of the transformation of the media just in the last few years. There's so many more opportunities for people to get information, so many more voices out there that are getting heard that weren't getting heard. And the vast majority of the effects of that transformation are really good for democracy, good for us as citizens, but there are also some ill effects, too. And you're right, that in earlier days when there was a smaller number of outlets that people got their information from, you know, if Chet Huntley had turned out to be an OxyContin addict, he wouldn't have been back on the news. But in today's world, you can sin, and if you have a fan base that's willing to overlook that stuff, as it seems like these conservatives do, that, you know, any sin can be excused. The fact that, you know, Rush Limbaugh was sending his housekeeper out to go buy drugs illegally for him, that didn't seem to bother them, and they'll still tune into his show as long as they agree with him politically, and that's really too bad.
Yeah, it is sad. It really is sad. Paul, thank you so much. Thanks for being on the program. I urge everybody to go to Media Matters for America's website, mediamatters.org. Check it out. Subscribe to the daily mailing list. You'll be much enlightened. And thanks, Paul, and we'll talk to you real, real soon.
My pleasure as always.
Okay. There's Paul Wobbin. All right, we'll go to phones here at 303-713.
Do you think you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Well, Donald Trump wants to show you how.
I think we've come up with something that is going to be spectacular.
Donald Trump is now offering to the public his Wealth Builders Blueprint System, a proven system that reveals his secrets to generating incredible wealth. And because he believes so much in the power of this blueprint, Donald Trump wants to send you a free tape to help you get started today. Just call 1-800-913-5961. This blueprint is only for people who want to succeed in life, who want to become real estate gurus, who want to become millionaires and have fun doing it.
You're going to learn how to be successful. You're going to learn how to make money. And once you enjoy it, you're going to be successful.
This is your chance. Do you have what it takes? Call now for Donald Trump's powerful free tape. Call 1-800-913-5961. For your free tape, call 1-800-913-5961. 1-800-913-5961.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1868. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1868. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-339-2117 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-339-2117. That's 1-800-339-2117.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
5085. A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Early one morning, the sun was shining. I was laying in bed.
Ooh, Bob.
Wondering
she'd change it all if her hair was still red.
9:27, 27 minutes after 9. High today, 41. Partly sunny outside, although right now it's just a cloud cover. And if you missed any of that with Paul Waldman, you can get it in podcast at am760.net. Just choose the 9 o'clock hour. I'm going to have an exciting day today. I got a stress test to take this afternoon. Ugh. And I'm, you know what? And I'm so paranoid I'm not going to pass it.
Like doing a four-hour morning show isn't a stress test enough for you, right, Jay?
Well, they inject you with thallium, I guess is what they call it. And then look
that
at your
sounds
heart.
Like fun.
No, it's not. It's not fun at all. It takes about 2 hours. Oof. All right, let's get back on the phones here, and we go to Dwayne in Weld County. Dwayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. This is Dwayne in Weld County. I'm running for county commissioner up there, and I wanted to talk a little bit about this extremely high foreclosure rate that's going on up there. The policies that the Weld County commissioners have been following over the last, probably 5 to 10 years or so, is essentially a competitive position with the municipalities, and it leads towards and is feeding into a hyper-growth situation. They are okaying like a 10,000 house development, one development, not in any municipality out in the country. Their own planning department said no to it. And then when they let a huge contract, a $500,000 contract to Carter and Burgess, and they came back and said, you're creating long-term unfunded liabilities. The county commissioners are just ignoring all of the experts. It's been all Republicans for the last 14 to 16 years. And it's just like the Republicans to ignore the experts, ignore the people who know about how these things develop, and just bull forward with laissez-faire free market. And this kind of a downturn in the market is, I believe, directly fed by their policies. Now, you look at Fort Collins, they have a forecast to go down 6.1% next year, and Greeley, which is not that much further away, in that area it's 10.7%. So some of that is due to the policies that are being followed by the Weld County commissioners. They are building, they've okayed 20,000 houses in this last year. It's outrageous, and the kinds of development that they're doing is not balanced. It doesn't have a nice balance between light industrial, regional employment, rooftops. And so what they're doing is they're creating almost all rooftops in this area, which makes almost all of Weld County a bedroom community.
How do they build all these houses if the market won't support them?
Well, they're permitting them now. They're giving permits to the developers so that they'll have a long-term situation where they'll be overbuilding for an extraordinarily long period of time. They're going to kill the market in Weld County for potentially the next 10 years.
But if the builders can't get rid of the houses, why are they building them?
Yeah, because they want to get in line. They want to have the ability to be able to do this. And then they will just build them as fast as the market will possibly allow, which will be a constant downward pressure on the market. All the people in Weld County should be very, very concerned about this, not just for their own home values, but also for the tax implications, because you don't – rooftops are not – do not totally sustain all the services that are required for the people who live in the houses. You have to have regional employment. You need to have retail. You need to have all of these other things. And this is not being done inside of municipalities, outside of municipalities. And so what they're doing is they're competing with the municipalities. That puts the municipalities off balance. So they do, like, aggressive annexation just to protect themselves. There are some developed by Weld County that are right on the edges of municipalities like Meade, a 5,000-house development that was put right in the center of where their sewer district was going to go and potentially could break their sewer district. And so Meade has sued the county on that, and they're waiting for final adjudication on that. It's just nuts.
Well,
it's got to change.
That, yeah, they got to straighten all that stuff out. You're right about that.
And believe me, I myself... I'm Dwayne Lease.
I'm running for county commissioner. I am a Democrat. I believe I have some policies, ideas, and thoughts that can change the future of Weld County. This is extremely important for all of Weld County. I'm running at large, and it's very difficult to let the people up in northern Weld County know that all this hyperdevelopment, which is more towards the southern side, is going to affect them in their taxes and in the services that they're going to be given. And so
that's a mess.
It is absolutely a mess, Jay, and I'm just sick of it. And I'm sick because it's putting real life people on a treadmill. People who've been lured into the county because of low property taxes and cheap housing, they come in, and now their payments are being jacked up, their taxes are being jacked up, and so they're being put into an untenable situation. These people, I don't know what they're thinking about. The only people who can potentially gain from this are the large landowners and the large developers, and even they, if they destroy the basic underlying asset, which is the real estate, and it's developed extremely poorly, it's going to take away from any of the other large landowners and any other developers that might be getting in there.
All right, Dwayne, thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, see you later. Bye. It's 9:33, 33 minutes past the hour. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's take a look at traffic with Gina.
All right, Jay, well, we've had some issues for the westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, a crash at Cherryvale Road. Still bogging down things there. Dump truck was blocking the right lane approaching Sheridan. Looks like we're recovering southbound 25 through Thornton North Glen. That wreck is out of the way at 112th Street south of the Metro. I-25 still a tough drive near Monument. We've had dense fog there all morning long, so drive safely. Weather today, cold.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
The U.S. versus John Lennon. Listen to the soundtrack on demand on AM760.net.
Learn anything and everything you ever wanted to know about home financing with mortgage expert Ken Michaels. Listen to Mortgage Makeovers, the talk show that guides you through the financial maze. Ken Michaels, the president of First Nationwide Lending, has over 20 years' experience in helping people with less than perfect credit. If you have loan issues or just want some free advice, tune into Mortgage Makeovers live this Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. and call in with your questions.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-300-4418. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One Services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-300-4418. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-300-4418. That's 1-800-300-4418.
You can buy omega-3 fish oil anywhere, but where can you get it for free? From the people of Iceland, from Iceland Health. We believe so much in the power of our omega-3s that we want to give you a free bottle so you can experience the amazing benefits yourself. Just call today to request your free bottle.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
Iceland Health omega-3s come from the clean, cold waters of Iceland and have twice the power of ordinary fish oil. They offer more than just protection for your heart. They have powerful benefits for your joints, memory, even your skin.
Since I've taken omega-3, the arthritis has disappeared.
Iceland Health omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call now to find out how to get your free bottle of Iceland Health Omega-3 Soft Gels and feel the difference. For your free bottle, call 1-800-400-4194. That's 1-800-400-4194. 1-800-400-4194.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Thirty-seven minutes after 9 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here saying, get mobilized, get out and vote. And get involved. High today, 41, partly sunny. And it's good to have you along. From Bill Ritter all the way down. Excellent slate of candidates. Support them all. I've already done my voting. Mary and I did our early absentee voting, and our ballots are in. Okay. Let's get back to the phones, and we'll go to Kevin in Fort Collins. Kevin, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Doing good.
I enjoyed Paul this morning. He's good as usual.
Yep.
And I wanted to add a couple of names to the list of Republicans that both of them, one of them went to jail, and the other one should have. He was convicted, and then he got did a plea bargain, Ollie North. And he's a contributor with Fox News. And then we have the infamous G. Gordon Liddy.
That's right.
Remember him?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And Paul pointed out all these bad people. It was just like he was talking about Bill Bennett with the abortion thing. I wonder why the focus in the family didn't get all over that when he was talking about aborting all black babies and we could lower crime. Bill Bennett said that. That was horrible.
Well, because James Dobson, I guess, doesn't care.
Yeah, I guess he has, a two-pronged approach to life. It just abortions for the babies that he cares about instead of all babies.
Right.
Amazing. I was looking, switching subjects here a little bit. The Wildlife Action Fund, which supports hunters and open spaces for wildlife and that type of thing, of which Marilyn got an A from the NRA, but she got an F from the Wildlife Fund because she's voted everything to curb wildlife areas and to allow drilling and not protect the wildlife. I'm not really sure where these NRA guys are going to go hunt, Jay, if there's no wildlife left and there's no sanctuaries for them to live and to prosper, so that these hunters and fishermen and to protect the watershed, so that they have places to go and do the sports that they want to do.
I've often wondered that too. Where are the fishermen going to go when the water's not clean? And I think you're going to see increasing as time goes on. I think you're going to see those people increasingly become environmental friendly.
Yeah, they have to be. Al Franken talks about it all the time. He lives up in Minnesota again. He loves to fish, and he talks about going fishing, but the fact that you have to throw the fish back in because of the mercury poisoning in the water, and the fish aren't safe to eat up there. So there again, you have another disaster, and fishermen have to change. Well, all hunters and NRA people are going to have to get away from this tree-hugging aspect of what they call environmentalist and become environmentalists themselves, that the wildlife that they cherish to as sportsmen will be able to thrive out there with a healthy environment to live in.
Well, I couldn't agree more. Kev, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
Jay, I'll look forward to seeing you Friday.
I'll be there.
Okay.
All right,
fantastic.
Man. See
okay,
you.
Go Jay Fawcett, too.
You got it.
Okay, see you, Jay.
All right. He's a nice guy. Let's go to Roy in Aurora. Roy, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes, Jay?
Yes, Roy.
You've had some great responses in the last 2 days on some of the problems with foreclosures in and around where it's Weld County, Denver, wherever. And one lady in Wheat Ridge in particular kind of stuck in my mind. I've been involved in real estate mortgage banking for 30 years, but in the last 4, 5, 6 months, I've been kind of watching and reading about some of the different scams and so forth, and that's where people buy properties. And there are some good programs out there for people to buy properties and get a larger appraisal where they get more money than what the property is actually worth, and they rehab the home or the building or whatever, and it makes it better for the whole neighborhood. But what is starting to come to mind here, there's an excellent article in Sunday Denver Post about scams and so forth, where folks are going out and just like the townhomes down here in Cherry Creek, the villas, you know, they have about 100 units there. They have 26 in foreclosure. 17 have already been foreclosed on. And what has happened is several different groups have gone in and bought them. And I don't know about you, but I don't really necessarily want to pay $150,000, $200,000 more for a property, more than what it's priced for. What they're doing is they're pushing these appraisals up. And for the most part, they're taking the money. You can do that on conventional or FHA. They have some excellent programs. But the money's put in an escrow. And as you do the work, they pay out partial payments. Well, what they're doing is they're taking money out, whether they're using straw buyers or whatever, or identity theft for other people, and they're pocketing the money, and they're letting these properties sit, and that tends to blight areas. And if the lady is correct, now, there's reasons to maybe pay more money for a property that's worth right now. Maybe it's the zoning or what might be happening down the road in the future. But if you're just buying a bunch of properties to take the money out and walk away from it, whether you ever rent it or not or do any rehab, that will blight that neighborhood, and if I was leading in Wheat Ridge, I think I'd go to the county courthouse here in Jefferson County and start looking up and find out who's buying the properties, how much more for, and check on the zoning and other things just to see if that's the same thing that's happening to some of these other people. Because it was a big one down in Pueblo here earlier this year. Out of 60 properties, I think there's 34 or 37 in some sort of foreclosure. 29 of them, I think, was foreclosed on. You know, there's people in there that have a mortgage of $150,000. And when they resold some of these properties, they sold for $60,000. Well, if you had to sell, there's no way you can sell. I mean, you lose your property. I wouldn't want to live next to a bunch of foreclosed properties because, for the most part, they're never taken care of. They're left abandoned. It tends to bring in other people that like to have parties, drugs, alcohol, that sort of thing. It can just absolutely ruin your value. And I don't know if other people have – it just all of a sudden dawned on me when she was talking about that. You know, in reading about this over the last 6 months, you know, I've seen some of this over the last 30 years, but I think we're starting to see a whole lot more of this than what it used to be.
Well, there's some bad stuff going on out there. There's no question about it, and what we need is we need leadership in the state, and we need leadership on the federal level to come forward and address this stuff. And you know what? Hopefully in a week we'll get that leadership. Roy, thank you, man.
Hey,
appreciate
you're welcome.
The call.
You have a good day, Jay.
Okay, you too.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 9:44, 16 before 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What are you looking at, Turk? We're going to take a break early. This is unusual for me. Or you want me to go ahead and take another call? Yeah, we'll break now. We'll take more calls coming up. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. I have one line open. The show available on podcasts at am760.net. And let's check out traffic with Rick Morgan.
Dave, drive around town's in real good shape, but we do have some slowing on the turnpike heading into Boulder, just past Cherryvale. Might be a little slowing, got an accident there. But the rest of the Boulder Turnpike looks good. Denver bound in good shape heading to I-25. On I-25, good speeds north and south of downtown now. Earlier problems through Thornton and Northland taken care of. I-70's in good shape on both sides of the city. Won't have any trouble on that drive across Aurora on 225. And 470 showing good speeds across Highlands Ranch right now. Weather forecast, mostly cloudy this morning, but some clearing this afternoon. Look for some sunshine, highs in the low 40s. Clear and cold tonight, low around 20. Then mostly sunny in mid-40s for tomorrow. Right now, it's still chilly. It's 25 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online.
For the lowest closing costs and the best rate on a home loan, call Advantage Funding at 303 Home Loan. We are the original mortgage company on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. Tom has confidence in us, and you will too. Advantage Funding at 303 Home Loan is a direct lender. There are no added broker fees or points. Interest rates and closing costs are posted daily at 303homeloan.com. We guarantee our fees. There is never a surprise at the closing table. Advantage Funding. You'll be amazed at the savings. Call 303 Home Loan or go to 303homeloan.com today.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Call it a scam. But before you pay them another dime, call DebtSet now to learn how you can stop giving them your hard-earned money month after month. If you're in debt, you're not alone. There's an army of us, and we're taking back our financial futures. Call DebtSet now for your free copy of the top 10 secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. Call 1-800-600-8128. That number again is 1-800-600-8128. 1-800-600-8128.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. 1-800-700-2474. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family.
Just being able to get through emails faster has given me a huge advantage at work.
I was having trouble in school, but now my grades are through the roof.
This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-700-2474. That's 1-800-700-2474.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
CBGB's in New York here a couple of weeks ago, two or three weeks ago. I haven't heard any Patti Smith in a long, long time. I think she once dated Sam Shepard. 9:49, or maybe live with him. 49 minutes before 10 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's high today, 41. Jay Marvin with you. I'm not even going to say partly sunny because there's no sun out there.
Mostly crappy is what it should say.
Yeah, gross. Okay, let's go to Kevin in Boulder. Kev, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a little something on a lighter note today. Today is a good day to do some political guerrilla theater, so had some suggestions for some Halloween costumes. And first thing you need to do is get a sandwich board so you have put your message on it. And I'll just list the costumes and then some of the things you could put on the sandwich board. You could go as a homeless amputee, put on your sandwich board, Iraq vet, more of the same. You could go as an Abu Ghraib prisoner, put on your sandwich board, GOP torture victim. You could go as a giant killer bee and put on your sandwich board, GOP, scarier than killer bees. You could go as a flasher pervert type and put on your sandwich board, Mark Foley, GOP cover-up. A couple more that are be a little bit tougher to pull off, but you could go as Ann Coulter and put on your sandwich board, GOP media whore. You could go as Rush Limbaugh and put on your sandwich board, GOP hillbilly heroin addict. You could go as Dick Cheney as a hunter and put on your sandwich board, Dick Cheney, in quotes, I thought he was a quail. Or you could go as Sergeant Schultz and put on your sandwich board, Dennis Hastert, I know nothing.
Hmm. Which one are you going as?
It's a tough decision. I think I'm going to go as the torture victim.
Those costume stores sell those George Bush rubber masks like they used to sell the Nixon ones?
I don't know, but if I wore one of those, I'd have to put a swastika in the forehead like Charlie Manson.
Oh, now. Don't go overboard. All right, pal. Thank you, Kev.
You bet. Have a great day. Have fun out there and vote. Everybody vote.
Yep, you got it, Kevin. Thanks, man. All right, let's go to Mike in Bailey. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ed. And by the way, it's beautiful and sunny up here. So, hate to be down there in town. When you were talking earlier about how the incompetency, how all these incompetent leaders are being appointed to positions by the Republicans, such as what happened with our wonderful governor appointing Rick O'Donnell to lead our Department of Higher Ed here. He basically sold off our student loan program while he was in charge while the deal was being worked. They called it a partnership, but personally, when I go into a store and pick up a jar of mustard or ketchup, I buy it. I don't go into partnership with it. Basically, what had happened, this man had no qualifications as far as being involved with education. He was there to see that this was sold off. The only thing left of the student loan program here in the state of Colorado is the guarantor portion of it, which means we have the we have to stand good for the debt to these private lenders that these students are borrowing from. Once all this was going into operation, you know, into the sale mode, all the upper management was buying service years towards their retirement at basically lower cost. When the deal was first being brokered and some of them started buying their years, it was in the 5,000 range. When it was finally closed and the rest of us workers found out about it, like 18 months later, the price for each service year was over $7,000. So basically, you could almost call it inside trader. Nothing was done. And this is the type of people that the Republicans want to be running our public institutions. They have a lot of them have no qualifications, no education, no experience in these areas that they're being put in charge of.
Well, they're very much into cronyism. They're very much
totally
into appointing political hacks into those jobs. I mean, you want to look at the biggest example of that? Look at the Provisional Coalition Authority in Iraq. It was all staffed with those kind of people.
Now, here's the other kicker. I was a state classified employee because I would not go non-class so I could be sold off with the rest of my employees who had fellow employees who had gone non-class thinking they were getting this wonderful deal, which turned sour within 6 months of them going non-class. This was part of how Owens is getting around the voters saying, we want to have civil servants. You tell these the Republicans, you don't want this or you want that, and they'll do the okay, no problem, I'm going to follow your, you know, what you people want. But then they do an end run and do exactly what they were going to do in the first place. I don't understand how the American voter, Colorado voter, et cetera, could even stand for this.
Because they don't know what goes on, and they don't have the time to investigate that stuff like you do.
Well, sad thing, now I got plenty of time. I'm unemployed.
Well, think about the lives of most people lead. Most people are busy from the time they get up until the time they go to bed. They got kids. They got things going on. What they get out of the news media. They get sound bites. They get stuff like that. But they don't sit there and they don't take the time to ever look into this kind of stuff. I mean, I'll bet you, you can go out on the street. You could go to that. You could go to downtown Denver at lunchtime and stop 30 or 40 people and ask them who David Safavian is, and I doubt that any of them could probably tell you who he is.
They wouldn't.
And it's only because they just don't. It's not because they're stupid. It's because they're preoccupied with what they got going on in their lives, and they don't, you know, they don't have the time to go look at the nuances and dig all the stuff out.
And that's the whole thing. We have to. We, the voters, we are responsible for what's happening, because once these people screw up like this, you have to say, okay, excuse me, this is not what we want from these types of people. And get them out of there, and give someone else a try. You know, at one time I had voted for Republicans. Regrettably, I will, because of everything that's happened within like the last decade, I will never be able to vote for a Republican, because there's no such thing as a Goldwater Republican now. It's all this theology.
Well, most of those people are stuck. They don't know what to do. They don't know where to go. They feel as if the party has left them. Then they're stuck. They don't have any idea on what to do. I keep getting on the air saying that they should come join us, that there's room enough for us, with us, because there are people with all kinds of points of view, but a lot of them don't know what to do. You know, the other thing that they ought to do is, they ought to consider getting together maybe and trying to take their party back if they possibly can. But if I were a Republican, you know what? I got to be honest with you. And I know people will get angry for me saying this, but I would have a hard time going to the polls and voting unless it was to vote Democratic, because I'll tell you something, given the choice between Bill Ritter and Bob Beaupre, I'm voting for Bill Ritter. All right, man, thank you. Mike, appreciate it.
Have a good day.
All right, that's it for
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000, and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
400